Okay, now we're recording.
Oh, all
now
right.
We're going to click on the settings, and let's get that going, and we are streaming. You know, there was a sad thing, just as an aside before we start. Matt was having problems getting the butt working on his computer.
Sounds about right.
So we found him some new software, and apparently he used it last week, and everything went off.
So some new butt software.
Yes.
Some new soft butt.
Yeah, it's called the Heine.
The Heine?
Yeah, I don't know what the acronym means, but it could just be some weirdo who created it.
All right.
It.
Love some soft butt.
So Matt's got the Heine now.
Matt loves soft butt.
Hey, you know what we could do in honor of Matt since he's not here tonight?
What? It's not like Kobe Bryant's thing today. He's not here forever.
Well, I mean, but he's not here now.
That's a good point.
Because Matt's not here.
Matt is not here, which is sad.
You could do the intro in his honor.
Nope, you can do it.
All righty. Tonight on The Shining Wizards, we got more pay-per-view picks.
Because
this damn thing never ends. We're going to be talking AEW Dynamite. We're going to be talking NXT, a little bit of New Japan, a whole bunch more. Plus, in a little while.
I hope you watched NXT.
The outlandish Zicky Dice will be joining us on The Shining Wizards Hotline. Kevin, it's The Shining Wizards, and I'm not ready to press buttons.
What are we going to do? Hamina, zickety. Damn.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Get our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Shop at Amazon at amazon.shiningwizards.com. Become a patron at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
Hey everybody, this is Sunny, the original diva of the WWE and 2011 WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to none other than the Shining Wizards.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
Titties! Got them! Ooh!
And we're back. We are in Studio A.
Hey, we're in Studio Sun A.
Hey, with the Shining Wizards.
Ooh, that's soft butt.
Something like that. Where it's wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
Tony.
And Kevin.
Now I got to play this because Kratzo will like probably cry if we don't play it for him, but here we go. Rolling in my
two-man army. That's right.
The two-man group is back.
Maybe we should upgrade from group to army.
Two-man army?
The two-man army?
That's not a bad idea.
Because, we have the song, right?
Do you like the song?
I do like the song.
It's kind of growing on me now.
Let me hear it again. Rolling in my two-man army. I think we have
to. You know what? The smile on your face says it all. I think
because we don't have a soundbite for two man group, but we have one ready for us with two man army.
I know. You know, God, you're making me like Kratzo now.
Kratzo, really... What do you mean? You don't like Kratzo?
No, I love Kratzo, but you're.
You want to punch him in the Kratz?
Both of them, the Kratzos.
The Kratzos. Multiple Kratzes.
Can we talk about the puns on Facebook? Can we talk about the puns?
I hate you. I really wish you wouldn't have reminded me about that. Because the thought, that never crossed my mind walking into your beautiful studio today.
Because you were thinking like, hey, we're going to come on. We're going to do a great show. We got Zicky Dice. We're going to call him.
Zickety Zam.
I can't wait to talk to Zicky Dice. I've been thinking about calling him, talking to him all day. And I bet you as soon as you get him on the phone, I'm going to shit the bed.
We're not going to have any questions.
Zickety, hey, you're outlandish, right? you trained with the Beat Slayer, Seth Rollins?
Did you burn it down?
What's that like? So you trade that the bold and the beautiful training school?
Did you dye your hair? Because like he used to dye like that part of his hair. Zicky,
you wear a fanny pack, Zicky Dice. What do you want to talk about?
Can you tell us about your wrestling experiences? Yeah.
Who was your favorite wrestler as a kid?
Hey, did you watch WWE?
Do you remember that? Do you remember the Beatles?
We got a whole bunch of stuff we could talk about Zicky with, though, man. Zicky's a character. I mean, anybody who watches NWA Power knows what we're speaking about.
Power. I have to do that Matt line. Power.
Power. Grr. Grr. It's a wrestling show for pirates.
Power. NWA Pirates.
So you're not a fan of the puns? You're really not.
Well, I didn't know real talk. We divulged it couple weeks ago.
Well, 2 weeks ago, I was co-opting puns that have been in existence.
You were a fraud.
But I'm no longer a fraud. I've been writing, like lately, at least the last week, I've been writing them myself, coming up with them on my own.
All by yourself.
Well, I mean, the Wonderwall one, I get it. And
let me go to Facebook here.
But there's friends of ours that were claiming Wonderwall was stolen from them. That's been around for a long time, and far be it from me.
What was the Wonderwall one?
When you say, like, oh, my wife told me to stop singing Wonderwall, I said maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's awful.
It is pretty awful. I thought it was a genius, man.
So, but you didn't see it anywhere.
No, I didn't.
All right, well, then that's okay, because that's going to happen when you write jokes.
Oh, I took a beating for that one. People like the Goatsy one today.
I unfollowed you.
What, did you really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Not unfriended, unfollowed.
But you're going to miss all the gems.
I can't, because I'll follow you again, because wait. Now I know that they're coming from your own brain
else. No, I've been writing them.
Like you, and also, I love the queen of the Shining Wizards, Kathy Hummer. She's awesome. We're in a major wrestling podcast Facebook group, and she's a gem. She gives away fucking figures every day. But I think she's a fraud as well.
Oh, well, come on. I mean,
with her posts.
You were posting about the NHL drafts today, I guess?
No, the trade deadline.
Oh, the trade deadline. Who's Kreider?
Chris Kreider? I saw our dear good friend KP Burke chime in.
He told me he's going to get me time. He's like, I'm going to book you to all the clubs Kevin doesn't want to work.
Listen, I want to work every single club there is.
Then I guess there's no work for Tony. What can I say?
Hey, there's no work for Tony. I'm sorry.
Pete Kreider of River. Come on, that's genius.
That was all right.
Come on. It was like, better than all right.
Yeah, but cried her a river.
Yeah, that's what makes it funny.
Yeah, but who's crying? Who's the her? There's no her in this story.
Yeah, there is. When he got caught cheating by his girl, he cried her a river.
But why would he cry her a river? He's the one cheating. That makes no sense.
No, he was crying to her. Like, the whole song was Cry Me a River, because it's like, well, fuck you. You can cry me a river. I don't care.
Oh, that's right. This is the Timberlake vehicle.
Yeah. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Shut up. You didn't think of it. I thought it was
genius. I'm trying to get the context of the song to see if it makes sense with what
KP
said.
It does, because cried her a river, it means that he feels guilty.
Yeah, but the song is Cried Me a River.
But it's Cried Her. That's his name. And he's talking to his girlfriend, so he cried her a river.
Kratzo a river?
Oh, Kratzo. Yeah, Kratzo. What'd you
Kratzo
say?
Kratzo a river.
Yeah, and then she Kratzoed him in the Kratzos.
Punched her in the Kratzos.
Kratzo a river. See, I give you credit for yours. You can at least give me some good credit for that one.
Well, I was still under the impression that you were stealing.
Oh, I stole Kreider? Where would
from? I didn't. Listen, I didn't read that thread. I didn't read it. So I saw KP commented. Whenever I see you and KP tagged in something on my...
Well, I tagged him just to get him going.
Whenever I see your two names together on something that I posted, I unfollow, remove notification, done, out, quitter.
That ain't right. You should stick around.
Cry me a quitter. I'm out. I'm done.
All right, I'll give you credit for that one. I'll give you credit.
But
for
now that
one.
I know that you're actually taking the time to write these yourself, I will follow you back, and I will like the jokes.
You didn't like mine? I don't like
Redbeard. Redbeard's a tremendous joke pun writer.
Yeah, I'm starting to come around to him, actually.
I don't think he's a fraud. Hummer, I still think has some fraud tendencies.
She might be a fraud, but, you know, it is what it is.
But she might not be, for all I know. She could surprise me.
Oh, you should steal some of her material.
Maybe I will.
You didn't like my halibut one?
Well, see, halibut's such a layup.
I know, but I wound up having quite a conversation with Stickman, where we were just going back and forth.
See, now Stickman, he's another guy.
Stickman's a genius.
He's quality.
He's genius. And we were going back and forth, like naming different fish, trying to insult each other. It was really funny. Really good stuff.
All right.
Follow us on the Facebooks, folks. Please. And it's worth
it. I'm going to try to interact on Twitter right now if I could just remember the goddamn password.
Oh, well, I'm not going to say it. I mean.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Text Matt. I'm sure Matt knows it. Text it to him. Nah, Matt's stuck.
I shouldn't. It's one of three things.
Dude, there was so much that I thought I was completely ready for tonight, and then I turned on this new computer, and I'm like, fuck, I don't have this. Fuck, I don't have this.
What's a computer?
Computer, duh. Kevin is actually on the original broadcast laptop tonight.
It's the first time I've had a laptop in my lap on this podcast in probably about 2 years.
Well, because you had the sick laptop that it broke.
Yeah, and I didn't make any money to afford a new one, so
oh, boo.
We're getting there, though.
We're getting keep sending Kevin some puns so he can get some material.
Got that full-time gig.
There we go.
So
it's beautiful.
We'll get there. A couple weeks, I will have a new laptop. Now the question is, do I get a Mac or not?
Ooh, depends on what you want to do, sir. It all depends on what
you
want
to
do.
I would like to do at least a quarter of what you guys do.
Well, you see, I like it because now, like, and Matt went all in with the same software package I did from Rogue Amoeba, which, you know, cheap plug for them, even though they
that
don't,
is
don't give
the replacement
shit.
For the butt.
No, that's something different. I don't know why butt is working on my computer, which is newer than his, but it's not working on his, and it always worked on the one that you have, which is like over 8 years old now. That
this
I've had
a very clean computer for being over 8 years.
I know. I take good care of it. I don't beat the shit out of it, really. I only ever had to get it repaired once, and I think it was because maybe the battery was... Oh, no, the hard drive got disconnected.
You're not so a sticker computer guy. You don't put stickers on your computers?
No. Fuck that.
Why? Do you think that hurts possibly the resale value?
It's not the resale value, but it's like putting stickers on a fucking Maserati. You know what I'm saying? Only a certain character of people put stickers on their shit, you know?
Who are we talking about?
I wouldn't know, Kevin.
But the thing is, though, I think I'm that kind of people, because I think I would do it, too.
You'd probably have, like, Snapcase, like, fucking logo stickers on there and shit.
Oh, bro.
You were a Snapcase fan, weren't you?
Snapcase?
Yeah.
No.
Well, what was the other one? NoFX?
NoFX.
Okay, there you go.
I would have the NoFX. I would have, like, the Swaltman.
Oh, Christ, the Swaltman.
I'd have the Swaltman. I'd have Schlam. I don't know if you were around for Schlam.
No. I was around for KO Durf, though.
Oh, I'd have a KO Durf.
I definitely 100%. Would have a KO Durf. Matter of fact, we had a KO Durf sticker because we had the KO Durf speakers at the 8th anniversary show.
That's right. You I'd know? Have a, probably like a one cool guy. I'd probably have a Catch 22. Maybe some. Who else was big?
I just remember Snapcase and NoFX because my friend Joey Soup was into like all those bands. Snapcase got back together like last year for a quick tour.
How do I not know Snapcase then?
I don't know them. I just know them from my buddy, and that was about it. And then when I saw that they were coming back on tour, I was like, yo, Snapcase. He's like, I know, right? I'm like, yeah, but I don't. So whatever.
Snap.
So it is what it is.
Hey, oh, snap.
So we got Ziggy Dice. Ziggy Dice. Jesus.
Ziggy.
I know.
Ziggy on the podcast. You know why? Cartoon legend.
It flows so easily to say Ziggy, but it's Ziggy.
Yeah, but I feel like we've covered him enough to... Ziggy Dice flows just as good to me now.
Yeah, but I'm an idiot. I can't
fucking
speak.
Yeah, listen. Pot kettle. Come on. Like
pot kettle. It sounds like some sort of paraphernalia, Kevin.
No, they open for NoFX.
Pot kettle, Snapcase, and NoFX. They're headlining Lollapalooza this summer
at the American Legion or the Shillelagh Club in West Hunt.
Or the Polish Club.
I did comedy at a Polish American Society once.
Tell me, please, that you did all Polish jokes.
I didn't know any Polish jokes. They all write
Are you serious?
They all write themselves. Wow. I couldn't do it. It was called Snapcase because it was like the casing on a brat.
Jesus Christ.
Right? No, or is that German?
Yeah, that, well.
Bratwurst is Polish, right?
Snap
or
kibasi?
Kibasi sauce is Polish.
Yes.
We talked
about Golubkis a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right, Golubkis. I've been trying to type in this password, and I can't get past
just
W-I-Z.
Text Matt. I was just...
No, but I can't. I lose my train of thought past W-I-Z.
Oh.
Then I just delete it.
Fungal. Wizards Podcast, at Wizards Podcast, if you want to follow us on Twitter. And it's a shame you can't watch Kevin try passwords, it's fucking outlandish is what it is.
Tiny little fingers.
So what do you want to talk about before we talk to the Dice Man?
Tony, I'm here for you, man. We can talk about whatever you want because there's no shortage of things to talk about. Do we want to dive into, because we're making a lot of picks today, Tony, you and me.
All right, so then let's do this. Let's talk about how we're getting our asses handed to us by the fucking Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Listen,
they're kicking the shit out of us.
What are they up 12?
I don't know because I didn't get the actual fucking score. I just know that they're beating the living piss.
They brought
out
it up on their little showski.
Yeah, if you want to support our fellow brethren over at the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, turnbuckleThrowbacks.com. Of course, they're on the Shining Wizards Network. Just
all right, I'm
show.
In.
All got right, you made it.
Got it.
We got the updates
in the Twitter ski.
So yeah, we're getting our asses, which is funny. Because I'm fucking having a rip-roaring start to this year.
Well,
this
had a decent start, but fell off late in the last couple shows.
Yeah, but the last two shows, I fucking drilled it, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, 7-1 and 5-1?
When you get out to a big enough lead early, I mean, Matt kind of made two ground last week.
It's a
last year.
We're not even a month in. See,
yeah,
but
there's no, I don't think, if you get like a 10-match lead or something like that, I don't think there's any way for it to catch up.
Yeah, but that's not true because in the middle of last season, I wound up going like 11-0, and I fucking just jumped right back
in.
Yeah,
so that's true. If you get a couple matches here and there,
if you get a couple like I had, like that's why I'm out to such a big lead at this point because I had two killer pick shows. You know,
little humble brag there.
Look, I hate this fucking thing, and I'll say it even though I'm at 17-5.
Are you? Even though
I still hate this because then we look around at Turnbuckle Throwbacks and we're getting our asses handed to us with that.
Which is there's no excuse for that as far as
there's
I'm
really
concerned.
Not. Well, here's the excuse: I keep going with you guys because you guys have similar picks, so we wind up taking majority.
How about this?
I'll do the picks for this week.
That's fine. But why don't we rotate who decides who we put up against them?
Well, yeah, I mean,
because the reason, because just because we pick something against each other, there's a game there. There's a mathematical game there to an extent.
Yeah,
in terms of I don't want to lose so much, so I'll play the safe pick. Whereas them, like I might actually think like Charlotte's gonna beat Rhea Ripley, but in this group, I'll pick Rhea Ripley just because the numbers make sense.
Yeah, I get it.
So
I get it.
Maybe we. Take a different angle.
We should put a little more effort. I mean, I think if we started doing a little more lobbying.
Now that we're pot committed, now that we actually have to.
Yeah, I know. For 51, for fucking like 49 more weeks, Kev. Thanks. I heard you don't want to give me three lashes
either. We're not competing both shows with them, are we, this week? Are we doing Super Showdown?
I don't know which ones we're doing with them, but like we could always like handle that shit off air, but as far as us, we're picking both shows. We're doing Super Showdown, and we're doing
Revolution, baby.
Revolution, yes.
The Revolution is a mystery.
Oh, you know what we could do? Never mind the picks then, since we're talking about AEW. Did you watch it Wednesday?
I did. Dude.
It was a fucking amazing show.
I love AEW.
Amazing show.
I love it. And I love
WWE.
Corporate
Kevin. I mean, I get it.
I have to, but I love me some AEW.
Well, look, you gotta expand your horizons and you gotta keep an eye out for the number one guy, you know?
You know what it is? The things that they do well, they do really well.
Yeah, and then everything else is just kind of like
it's there. You have your ebbs and flows, just like
every
show.
If it had a little bit of more, you know, a little bit more direction. For instance, I'm not crazy about the Nyla Rose Riho thing where Nyla, like, you know, if they wanted somebody to dominate, Nyla should have dominated. You know what I'm saying? But Britt Baker's coming around. I mean,
I'm a big Britt Baker fan.
I was enjoying her as a face, but I'm kind of liking where they're going with her as a heel.
Dude, the way that she shits on Shivani every week?
That's kind of a lot. Like, I'm like,
oh, it's fucking great.
I know, but I'm like, what did Shivani do to you? And then what's the payoff? Like, Shivani's going to fight her in a match? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Shivani's got a podcast. Don't they mention his wife on it all the time?
Oh, fuck. Lois against...
maybe Lois comes in and...
against Britt?
That'll get the smart pop, right?
That would be a little better than that video game match that Michael Nakazawa had on the first AEW show. Remember that fucking abomination?
You're asking me if I remember the first AEW show?
It was Michael Nakazawa took on the guy that was the head of that video game company and everybody shit all over it. You gotta remember this.
No, I don't.
It was terrible.
Nakazawa was the oil guy, right? Or is that the different guy?
No, I think he is the oil guy.
He is the oil guy, yeah.
Shit, I forgot about that gimmick.
They haven't done anything with it since. And he wasn't one of the guys that, because on this past week, they tried to convince one of the guys to join the Dark Order, who I'm actually really coming around with, by the way.
They were trying to convince...
Was it Shima?
No, in the tag
team. It was
the
Battle Royal. It was the Battle Royal.
They were trying to convince Christopher Daniels, maybe?
No, that was before. They fucked with SCU for a while, but then they handed a mask to one of the Stronghearts.
Yes, you're right. Yes, I forgot about that. That was after. That was
and
after.
And he looked like he was going to take it.
That was after the Ravens sighting in the fucking crowd where I was texting Matt. I'm like, yo, Ravens in the crowd. That's got to be him.
Was he in the crowd or was he backstage?
No, he was in the crowd. Remember when Scorpio Sky did the dive onto Dark Order into the crowd? He was sitting there in a folding chair like three rows back.
That's not an accident.
All by himself, dude. So then, like, even AEW was playing off as like, oh, is he the new leader? Is he the leader of the Dark Order? Is
well,
he,
that's like... not going to happen.
No, but it was funny because I'm like, fuck, that's Raven. Why is Raven just sitting there? It makes no sense and nobody mentioned him. Just one of those goofy things, I guess.
I wonder, maybe they could do something with Raven. I don't see why not.
But that tag battle royal, dude, that was some sick shit. That kick that Sammy Guevara ate from fucking Matt, what was it? Matt Jackson was in the ring?
It was one of the Bucks.
Yeah. I always
yeah, because Nick Jackson had been eliminated
yeah,
at that
and
point.
Matt,
yeah,
I always know Matt's the pork chop guy.
Yeah, he's the darker hair of the two, even though now it's getting kind of tough to tell.
Yeah, but pork chops. Yeah. I always look for the pork chops. That's the only way I can tell them apart. And I've been watching them for years now. Still the only way I can tell them apart.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Can I break the 17th wall here?
Sure.
For a while, I couldn't keep straight who was Santana and who was Ortiz.
Get out of here.
And I know they look nothing alike, but I couldn't remember who was who.
Well, when they were like EYFBO? Or even, when they were LA, even when they were in TNA?
When they were first starting as LAX, dude, yeah. No, it's not like I was mixing them up like they were twins. I just couldn't keep straight.
To be fair, that's when they, oh God, now I might be speaking out of turn. That's when they were first given the names Santana and Ortiz. They weren't, when they were EYFBO, they weren't Santana and
Ortiz. Oh no, it was
and
Drastic
Ortiz.
And Ortiz.
Angel.
Yeah, maybe, no, it was Angel Ortiz and Mike Drastic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why, because Santana switched up his name. That's why. Fuck, I'm so glad we had this conversation. Now I know why I couldn't get him straight for the longest
but
time.
But I had seen them. I had this really like long kick of going to House of Glory shows.
Uh-huh.
So I would go to House of Glory every single month, and they were always there.
Yeah, so you were always seeing them.
So it was easier for me.
Shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why I was so pumped when a Private Party got signed to AEW. Because I literally saw them every month at House of Glory. Right at Missouri, Club at Missouri, right in Queens. Because it was literally the first stop on the Long Island Railroad after Penn Station. The first stop. It's like change in Jamaica. And then you just walk three blocks and it's right there. And you know, XL and Red would always take care of me. So it was fucking, that was a good stretch. I got to go back to those shows. I'm getting older though. It's tough for me to try.
Oh, I hear you.
To try to get back from, because the train stopped running from Queens. But now that Uber's a thing, it actually really wouldn't be an issue.
No. And you Uber all the time.
I Uber every single day.
Fucking A, dude.
From Queens to Penn Station probably wouldn't be super expensive.
Take me to Queens.
And then just take the train home from Penn.
Take me to the most common part. That's easy. Queens something got Queens. Fuck. Something Queens got a lot of. It's common parts.
What are you quoting there?
Coming to America.
That's what I figured, but it was so bad.
I know, I fucked it all up.
I didn't get it.
I'm inheriting stuttering from someone who's not here tonight.
All right, so back to the Battle Royal.
Well, fuck the Battle Royal. Chris Statlander was there crushing people's heads and shit.
I love the alien. She's great.
Who else was there? Fucking Jeff Cobb made his debut against Jon Moxley.
Such a weird situation with him. What's he doing?
They beat the shit out of each other.
No, I know what they did, but what's he doing? What's Cobb's game plan?
He's part of the Le Champions group, no?
The Inner Circle? No, but I'm saying in general, is he done with Ring of Honor? Is he still a free agent? Is he signing with AEW?
Hey, you're asking the wrong guy the wrong question.
It was more of a rhetorical question. Well, I wasn't expecting Tony to open up his fucking, you know, contact list and text Jeff Cobb and be like, hey man, what's your plan?
I still want to know what's going on with Ken Anderson. We haven't fucking seen him since he no-showed the last NWA pay-per-view.
Oh, fuck. I totally... Wow.
I know, right? He had, like, neither hide nor hair, Kevin, since that day.
Can I say something?
What's up?
With all due respect to Ken Anderson, and I am a huge fan of Ken Anderson, I didn't notice that he wasn't there.
Well, there's so much going on in NWA, but we'll get into that once we talk to Zicky in a little bit. So Moxley and Jeff Cobb had a fucking banger.
I'm
saying that for Matt, yeah.
Can I give you a little pet peeves about the Battle Royal?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. Sorry, go ahead.
How, like... First of all, I love the fact that in traditional battle royal, tag team battle royal rules,
one goes, the other goes.
I love that they didn't do that.
Yeah, it was cool.
Because that's how I've always wanted tag team battle royals to be that way. Because it was just like, dude, why? We still have a chance to win.
Yeah.
And even like weird aside, like when I played with action figures, it was never they're both gone just because one gets out. Because then I love the dynamic of, say, like my partner gets eliminated and your partner gets eliminated. We could essentially be a tag team till the end of the match.
Yeah.
And then once it gets down to us, then we...
Yeah, but it also gives you the cool ending like we saw, where it was Proud and Powerful against Matt Jackson.
Yeah.
You know? So now it's like, fuck, now he's got to take on this team who know each other, and it's not like some mixed match two heels
and
trying to help each other out.
And what's his nuts?
Sammy?
No, Jack Evans, I think, was eliminated, one of the first, if not the first person eliminated in that Battle Royal. And then Helico stayed on till like the final four or five or six.
Those guys have Dangerous Devin Storm outfits like circa 1996.
I love that, too,
the neon green with all the fringe and everything.
The only thing that kind of bothered me is that it took the announcers way too long, whether this was by design or not, to realize that like three of the teams didn't enter the ring when everyone else did. Like LAX or Proud and Powerful didn't enter the ring.
And
Dark Order didn't enter the ring. And I think there was one more. It may have just been those two teams, but like Luchasaurus was outside the ring while Jungle Boy was like around like the turnbuckle or the post. And no one was explaining how Luchasaurus was on the outside of the ring. So I don't know if that's just production or if that was like maybe they didn't mean to show it that often, but it was certain things that just kind of bothered me, but overall, like, that is super, super nitpicky because both teams that didn't get in right away are both heels. So if they don't have to and no one was forcing them.
I kind of hate that shit,
though. I do. Like,
I'm with you.
I'm
so tired of it.
I know. I hate you. And it's the same complaint that we have with the Royal Rumble.
Did you just tell me you hate me?
No.
I thought you said I hate you.
No. Right, I said he hate me from the XFL.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But. Yeah. And it's the same complaint we have with the Royal Rumble, where now every Royal Rumble, someone's going to go through the ropes, and you're
so
going to forget
dumb.
That they're out there forever.
Like
that's
that time,
the same thing.
Like that time fucking Roman Reigns. He was like sleeping on the outside for like an hour.
Oh, it's done every year now.
It's so bad. It's so dumb.
But here's the reason why, like, the more I, like, when I hear myself say it, the more I don't necessarily... I guess I can't hate it.
It's a plot device for the heels.
Yeah, it's a plot. Yeah, perfect term.
It's what it is.
Plot device.
Yeah.
Because it realistically can happen where you get knocked out between the ropes. That it's a fucking fight. It's
yeah,
a big
but not
it's a rumble.
To get in and not start and then to like powder out, you know, I don't know.
I mean, like Lawler's done it with the under the like
I know, but it's
even Titus O'Neil now and Hawkins under the ring Hornswoggle.
It just feels like done to death, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lock that you'll see it every year in some capacity.
Let me see real quick. So of course, the Young Bucks are going to get the title shot at
Omega and
against
and Paige.
Yeah, because they successfully defended against the Lucha Brothers, another great match. Here's one nitpick for the Lucha Brothers. Fucking Penta kept stopping, and it takes forever for him to do his little motion with the crowd. It's like, he did it a lot, dude. Do it once, do it twice. He was doing it every other minute.
Do you have the same problem with that as you do when like the best friends take their time to hug like JR hates?
They only do it once, though, don't they? Oh, didn't Trent do it with somebody else?
With one of the Bucks.
Yes, and that was kind of funny.
No, it was great. And
that was a kind of funny moment.
And Orange Cassidy's involvement was kind of fun.
Oh, fucking on the shoulders and stuff. Yeah. Well done. We keep going back to that Battle Royal. It was good stuff.
Well, there was a lot going on in that Battle Royal.
Sure was.
Probably more that we're not even remembering right now. But I think we got the main points for that.
But, I mean, Omega and Paige, the Lucha Brothers, great match. Fucking really great match.
Tore the fucking house down, man. Imagine being in a cage match, like, following that. That was the next match, right? Wardlow and Cody was the next match.
Yes, but before we get there, like I don't know where they're going to go with this whole Adam Page, you know, like, I don't like you guys kind of thing, you know? It's weird. Like, we'll talk about it when we get into picks later if you want to get into more detail, but I just don't know, like, where they're going.
Yeah, but
I'm intrigued by it.
I'm an asshole, and I'll forget this point later.
Okay, go ahead.
And I don't know if you see this as a positive or a negative, but with there's so much intertwining and so many stories that are in one, like, all right, is there problems with the Elite? Is, you know, Adam Page turning heel? You still have Pac and Omega
Yeah, not only that, this is another match where, who was it? Kenny struck Adam Page by mistake, right?
I don't know. I watched it. I don't remember.
There was
that
a
part.
Spot where one of them struck the other one again, and that's been happening like in every match they have.
Which is fine, which is okay. But
eventually you're going to get to that point where one of them is going to be like, all right, what the fuck's going on, you know?
It's got to be. And I do appreciate the slow builds. I really, really, really do. But like now I'm like, all right, so now this Wednesday we have Pac and Omega in an Iron Man match.
Yeah, here, Paige accidentally takes out Kenny. That's what it was.
So like, so now what happens with the, like, you have Kenny Omega and Pac in an Iron Man match. So that feud is still a thing.
Yeah.
You have the tension between Paige and Omega, whether you want to believe it's there or not, is still a thing. Then you have the greater scope of whether or not, you know, will both of them turn heel on the Bucks or will the Bucks, like, there's that, the whole disruption between the Elite.
Maybe the Elite's going to fucking disappear soon. Maybe all these guys are going to go their separate ways.
Yeah, and you got dust. With the, oh, man, there's so much. Which is, I guess it's a good problem to have. Because there's a lot of different inner working parts in the storylines with the Bucks and Kenny Omega and Pac and Paige. So.
And we get to our main event, Cody against Wardlow in the steel cage. Good match.
What do you think of the cage?
I liked it. I like how there's like, it goes to the floor and it doesn't just hang on the apron. And like, there was one point, I want to say it was Cody got caught up in between the apron and the cage.
Yeah, yeah. Because so there was a little bit of a gap between
So that's a little cool dynamic. I liked when the door opened and MJF was trying to convince Arn Anderson to slam the door on Cody. And he slams it back the other way on MJF.
That was fucking fun.
Or when MJF was going after Brandy and Arn Anderson hit him from behind. Good stuff.
As long as Brandy's on my TV, I'm happy.
I don't understand why they get so pissy. Yeah, like even JR was like, there's no escape. And it never should have been that way. It's like, all right, really? You want to die on...
JR puts a... I feel, and again, this is going
it's
back
like you
to...
you want to die on that hill, really?
He wants to die on a different hill every week.
Yeah.
He really does.
This takes me back to the days, like the heyday of WrestleCrap Radio. They had a character, Angry Jim Ross, and it was like just Jim Ross cursing about everything, and he'd end every conversation with, go fuck yourself and hang up the phone. JR has turned into Angry JR.
As much as we shit on WWE's commentary and their announcers, because like Vince McMahon is always in the headset,
yeah,
there needs to be, maybe not a Vince McMahon, but there's got to be someone.
Somebody's got to corral.
Someone's got to, you know, rein them in. And it's only him. Shivani's kind of like aloof, but I think he only comes across that way because JR is so passionate and angry.
And I think Shivani, in the grand scheme of things, is trying to keep JR on track with his comments.
I hope so.
Kind of like giving him a little bit of like lip service, but keeping the flow going.
Yeah, and this is...
JR just doesn't need to be so goddamn angry.
I feel like he doesn't know what's going on, like, half the time. Like...
It's possible.
Like, even with the subtle things where...
Didn't he make a Blue Chew reference?
He did make a Blue Chew reference.
When Britt Baker was sitting with them?
Yeah.
Oh. That's some HR shit, man. Like, 2020?
Someone's gotta, like...
You gotta fucking reel that shit
but
in.
But then again, it's Jim Ross. If you're not Vince McMahon, who are you... Like, who can tell JR what to do in the grand scheme of things?
Well, I mean, the guy who's writing his fucking checks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. Tony Khan could do it.
But
what does Tony Khan know? You know what I mean?
But that's the thing. Like, Tony Khan is very hands-off with everybody.
No, he's running the show, dude. He's the head of creative.
But is he on top of, like, Kenny Omega? Is he on top of Cody? Is he on top of the Bucks?
There's input. From what I've read, there's input from Jericho, Cody, Omega.
But he's not telling them what to do.
He might be.
You know, like, I would think, like, maybe it would help a lot of the undercard if they had somebody actually giving them direction, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we have some business to get to.
Business? Whatever could you mean? I can't even speak.
Maybe a certain special guest.
An outlandish guest, maybe.
Ooh, outlandish.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the Shining Wizards Hotline, a man that needs no introduction.
But we'll give him one anyway.
We're going to give him one anyway. He is outlandish. He's a singer. He's a wrestler.
Whoa,
he does everything. Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen.
We're getting cut off here. What?
No, we're not.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Zicky Dice.
Yeah, he was saying, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, sorry. Oh, man. Yes, this is outlandish Zicky Dice. I thought I won some radio tickets or something.
Congratulations, you're the 102nd caller. What's your name?
Yes, that's what I'm outlandish.
Yo, Zicky Dice, real quick, if you did just win tickets to a concert, what concert do you wish it would be?
Heart to Heart.
Okay. Okay, no. Okay, no judgments, but I'm going to go ahead and say Justin Bieber because he's actually playing right down the street like in a few months and we're looking for tickets. So if they were Bieber tickets, I'd be pretty hyped.
Wow. All right. So
hashtag Bieber tickets for Zicky. There we go.
Forgive me for being completely judgmental. I did not see that answer coming.
I didn't think you would. That's why I thought I'd be honest.
Oh, so wait. All right. It's just the three of us here and maybe a couple thousand listeners.
Right. You're going to break it down.
A few
break it down.
I need to break it down real quick. Was that your real answer?
Yes. I swear I put that on my life. Zicky Dice wouldn't lie to you.
That's a good point.
You know, the Catholic Church once thought about making me a saint because I'm so honest.
Wow.
I completely 100% believe that.
Follow-up question.
I know it.
What would your saint name be?
Well, Saint Dice.
So you could have went with Saint Zicky. You could have went with Saint Zicky Dice. He went with Saint Dice.
Wow, you threw him a softball. What did you think the answer was going to be?
Saint Dice.
Saint Dice is awesome.
That is a good one, actually.
Well, you know what? I could have went with my birth name, Nicholas, Saint Nicholas. But then I don't want to get mixed up with that fat dude with the red suit and the beard.
Yeah, what a piece of shit. He literally only he shows up once a year.
He's busy. He's getting ready.
Like what's he doing today?
Yeah. Like what's keeping Saint Nicholas from giving somebody presents today?
Yeah, I want presents today, and I thought I was getting presents today when you called, but no. Now I'm stuck doing another interview to entertain the masses, because that's what I do best.
Well, listen, I happen to know that St. Nicholas is a very avid listener of The Shining Wizards, so St. Nicholas...
Well, maybe I can get on his Christmas list this year. I'm the good boy list.
That's right. St. Nicholas, Zicky Dice wants Bieber tickets. Make it happen.
And whatever you do, don't check that list twice. No need.
This is the best start to an interview we've ever had.
I love it. I love it. Well,
thank you for having me. Oh. I should start off by thanking you. I feel so honored to be shining with the Wizards.
Oh, wow.
You should be.
I feel honored that he said that he was honored.
Oh, we're going to do this all night now? I'm honored that you're honored that he's honored?
Yep, that's right.
How are you tonight?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to send you the bill for saying that line because I know you can copy and paste that and use that forever.
That's a good point.
I'll help get you guys over.
Now you're in trouble. Now you're in trouble, Kev. Zicky, how are you tonight, man? Let's start there. How's things going for the Dice Man?
I am beyond exhausted today. I had a hell of a weekend. I debuted at AAW Pro in Chicago on Friday.
Nice.
Got home Saturday, hung out with the fiance and my dog Ric Flair, and then wrestled. What is my last match at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood yesterday? I quit. I quit the program. Yeah, I was fed up, and I said, you know what? I took a out-of-nowhere loss. I mean, it happens when you're hungover a little bit, living Zicky Dice life.
Nice.
And I was embarrassed, and I just decided to quit. You know, I told Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, look, you guys brought me in to make me a star, but I made myself a star on my own, so I don't need you guys anymore. So now I'm just, I guess that makes me unemployed today.
Oh, well, I mean, you still got NWA to fall back on, don't you? I mean, please tell me.
I mean, tomatoes, tomatoes, you know?
Look, all I'm saying is that you got screwed over in your match with his name. Stroke Daddy. There we go.
Oh, God. We got to talk about this idiot. It really sucks to be Zicky Dice right now. You know,
I don't think so.
Maybe,
God,
You know, losing to Ricky Starks and it just annoys me, drives me nuts.
Well,
in
fairness, you do have a chance to redeem yourself. You got a three-way coming up tomorrow night with him and Matt Cross. Any thoughts on that one? Maybe a little retribution for the Dice Man?
Matt Cross and Ricky Starks at the same time. Yeah, you think this is Zicky Dice's first three-way? Come on now.
Oh man. Well, I'm glad you're a little better.
I'm already stretching out. I'm coming in to whoop some ass.
There you go. Don't forget
who runs NWA, okay? It ain't Nick Aldis. It ain't Question Mark. It ain't Aaron Stevens. It ain't anyone else. You're talking to NWA's megastar outlandish Zicky Dice. I will do whatever the hell I want. Whenever I want.
Thank God, because you were really starting to get me depressed for a second there. This is the attitude that I wanted from Zicky Dice on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
It's Monday. It's Monday. What do you want from me? All right. I'm recovering. I lost my voice. I'm trying to do my best here.
Ah. You're doing a tremendous job, like I need to tell you.
I came home to my fiance. I said, look, while I'm gone, why don't you donate a few? We have like 60 coffee mugs. It's just me, her, and the dog in the house. I use a coffee mug. She uses a coffee mug. The dog doesn't use a damn coffee mug. Let's get rid of a few coffee mugs. I come in. There's three on the counter. What are they? Two of them. One of them is a Starbucks one. One is something from her college. And the third one, out of all of them, is a black coffee mug. But when you pour hot coffee in it, it turns white and the Outlandish logo appears. And she wanted to get rid of that. Can you believe me?
What?
Can you believe
that?
Yeah, I'm thinking about leaving her.
Did she?
We're good.
Did she know that that's what happens when you put coffee in it?
Yeah. We'll see what she says when she gets through the door.
Oh, so there hasn't been a confrontation yet.
It might happen live on this show.
Oh, that would be fantastic, bro.
Oh, you guarantee it. I'm doing it for the content, baby.
That would make my 2020.
And if we break up on the show, ladies, holla, who wants to get outlandish?
Oh, my
Let
God.
Let me stop, because if she's listening right now at work, she will drive home and stab me. That might also happen on the show.
Stab you, really?
Wow, wow. Things escalate quickly in the dice.
It's Monday. I live an outlandish life. You never know what to expect. What do you want me to say? I told you.
It's the stress. Dice. It's the stress from having too many coffee mugs in the house. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
You know, that's what my life has come to, fellas. Okay? I know. Outlandish, right?
God, do we even have to talk about wrestling? Because I'm having so much fun.
Well, I don't want to talk wrestling.
What is wrestling? My life is a goddamn circus. Are we allowed to cuss on here?
Hell, oh, goddamn, yeah. Right. We encourage it.
Yeah. What's a goddamn circus? I tell you that.
Oh, so outlandish.
She's like, you know, I really want to spend some time with you. I got a busy week ahead, all right? You know what I'm doing this week? Thanks for asking. This week, Wednesday, I'm headed back to Chicago where it's freezing freaking cold. Getting picked up by a Black and Brave sister, and I'm going to hang out at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, and I'm going to do some hazing to the newbie. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back with a bag of eyebrows. I'm going to shave everybody's eyebrows off. I'm going to be so damn bored watching them trying to learn how to be like me.
All right. Let me ask you something about that. Because obviously, you know, the school. It's going to take me a second because you're so fucking funny.
Shaven eyebrows. I love it.
Okay. Here, let me tell you a true Zicky Dice story real quick.
Love it.
We had this dude fill in on tour with us. This is really bad. Fill in on tour with my band Heart to Heart, right? And we were messing with them, and we were like, okay, so everyone that fills in on us has to get initiation. We have to know we can trust you. He's like, all right. I was like, you have three options. I was like, one, the whole band pees on you. And I was like, we all pee on you, and then you're in. Option two, we call the shampoo. I was like, Justin, our bass player, poops in your hair, and you shampoo it in as if it's shampoo. I said, or option three, you shave off your eyebrows. He's like, I'll go with option three. And I was totally just joking, right? I wasn't expecting him to say anything because we didn't give a shit. We're just bored in the van trying to pass time. So as soon as he went with option three, the eyebrow shaving, I jumped up so quick and I got my razor out of my out of my bag, and we shaved this dude's eyebrows, and he was so stoked that he was he was so hyped. And the best part about it is this joke went on for 2 weeks because he would be upset, and you could never tell what emotion he was feeling because he had no eyebrows. So, like, the joke can...
It's like a goddamn fish.
The joke just kept going. If you could see, if I could touch your guys' brains and put this image that I have burned into mine and just show you, you guys would be crying right now because it was hysterical. But I don't think my band's ever laughed so hard in their life.
Oh, my God.
Of course, he was initiated, and we trusted him after that. The dude proved himself for the love of music.
God, and it's so funny because without eyebrows, you really can't tell how somebody's reacting to something.
It's even funnier when they get mad or sad, or what I think is mad or sad, because I don't know. I'm only guessing. But there's nothing like it. So that's why I'll start with Ricky Stark. I'll shave his eyebrows.
So now that should be a thing.
What title?
I think so. And it's got to start. Someone's got to lose some eyebrows on power before people start taking me serious.
So if you had to, if you had a preference of whose eyebrows you'd shave, would it be Matt Cross or Ricky Starks?
Let's start with Billy Corgan. Can you imagine that?
Oh, wait, what, he still has eyebrows?
Wow.
We'll go all the way. We'll go top down. President, vice president, all the way down to the camera guys and the cleanup crew.
I don't think I've ever seen eyebrows on Billy Corgan.
No, well, then maybe I'll have to draw them on.
Yeah, draw them on and then just erase them.
Yeah. I'll just write outlandish and pink or something.
Yeah.
Or just make him like angry eyebrows so he looks pissed off all the time.
And then I'll wipe them off mid-match and redo them. Yeah. After I impress them with my sexy move.
Oh, my goodness.
This is incredible. This is not how I saw this going, but I'm super happy that it's going this way.
This might be hands down one of the best interviews I've ever done. I'm just going to go ahead and say that right now. I don't know. I'm on a kicker. I'm pacing around the house. I just walked in the door, and I'm like, you know what? Let's go.
Fucking
let's
Christ.
Talk.
You know what?
Let's get famous.
Honestly, I probably would have went with option A. I'm not too crazy about getting my eyebrows shaved.
What was option A? The poop?
The piss. No, the poop. Hell no.
I honestly, if it came down to me, I would have went with the pee too. Honestly, if I had to choose, yeah.
You have to.
Poop is it? We had this thing too. All right, so this is before going viral was a thing, right? I had the sidekick back in the day. You remember the old sidekick?
Yeah.
Like the T-Mobile?
The pager?
Oh, yeah. If you didn't have a sidekick, you didn't hang out with me. We were the, don't even get me started. I'll share my T-mail. That's at T-mail.com. That's what it used to be. No, that's not real. But anyways, I had this thing called Internet Stars. That's where the shampoo came from. We had another game we had to make. I said, if you would do said things when we filmed them, you would then become an Internet star. This is before going viral was a thing. I had this idea, but none of my friends want to listen to me. I could have made stars, tons of stars by now. But instead, I got to make Ricky Starks famous. Anyway.
That's actually genius.
I had this other one where you have 30 seconds, right? And next to you, there's a bucket of random stuff like saran wrap, maybe one goggle. And then once the buzzer goes off, you have 30 seconds to make a protective suit. Once you're done, the band stands across the line and we fling our shit at you. That was another game that we had to come up with on tour.
Just an excuse to throw shit at people.
Dude, this is going to sound so bad. These are like tour stories that I never told, but you know what? Whatever. This is how immature we were in our early 20s. And when you're with your dudes for 8 weeks in a van for 24 hours a day, what the hell else are you going to talk about? But I got dumber hanging around my band. That's your story.
You're talking about early 20s. This is how dumb we are in our late 30s and 40s. So
yeah, I mean, I'm still laughing my ass off about all these stories. I'm like, damn, that's pretty good. Why have I never done the poop timer? That's so good. And you give them like random stuff to make a suit with, so obviously they're not protected. Like half a trash bag, you know.
They're trying to cut weight.
Yeah. You get a little sweat on, you know. I'm trying to help you out at the same time. Duck and dodge the poop if you're fast enough.
What's?
Oh, great. I can see the headline now. Tune into Shining Wizards. Zicky Dice gets outlandish talking about flinging poop.
That's, to be honest with you, I don't want to harsh your mellow right now, but it's not the first time we've talked about slinging poop.
Well, that's good news. That does make you feel a little bit better.
No, Zicky's fitting right in. This is amazing.
I almost feel bad that we're not talking about wrestling, but I got to ask real quick, though. What's more tolling or taxing, being in a van for a touring musical company or being on the road for pro wrestling?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I've never been asked that. I'm going to have to go with the band. At least my experience, I'd say. Yeah, it was a lot of fun at the same time, but there's times that, you know, you're sleeping in the van at Walmart parking lots. That was the usual Tuesday night. We'd bring food and like little grills and grill outside. Sometimes you didn't know where you were going to stay. There was a time we played in Connecticut. Actually, these kids just commented on the Zicky Dice video, believe it or not. They commented and said, one time we played in Connecticut and we didn't want to unload the trailer. It was like snowing and there was like no one at the show, like for the first band. We're like, God damn it. And two kids came. They drove like 3 hours from Jersey to see my band. So we set up and we played for these two kids. They sang like every word. And then we ended up hanging out with the master. And they like commented on a YouTube video of mine the other day. And they're like, I don't know if you remember this. I was like, dude, I totally remember that. So you have like super cool moments like that, but at the same time, it's very hard. You break down in the middle of nowhere. You don't have much money. At the time, like most of the shows we were getting paid was $100, and that's not each, that's total for your band. And that goes into the goddamn gas tank, you know, just in hopes to get you to the next spot. I was a hustler. I still am. I sold 2,200 CDs by myself when we were on Warped Tour, just talking and people on the line every day. So I would do stuff like that to guarantee that we have enough gas or enough money to order more merch. And it was tough. Sometimes I've seen my band come to blows and throw punches. You know, you go through heaven and hell together, to say the least. But I'd say definitely being in a band was a lot more taxing, especially the fact that it was my band. I was like dad of the band. So, you know, I have to take care of the rest of my band, order merch, book the tours, talk to the management, talk to the booking agent, and babysit all these guys, organize practice, and stuff like that. So, and there was times where my band wasn't pulling their weight. Towards the end, I was getting a lot of fill-ins on tour, and that's when I made the decision to put all of my time and energy into becoming a professional wrestler, because I knew that with my mentality, I'm unstoppable. And it looks like I'm starting to prove a lot of people wrong right now.
Absolutely. And you kind of hinted at the answer to my next question, where you had fill-ins and stuff. Is it harder to maintain relationships, friendships in the band setting or in the wrestling setting? Like, which one do you take more seriously?
They're both the same. I've missed, you name it. It depends how bad you want it, right? And I want this. I want to be successful in entertainment, and right now it's wrestling, or, you know, whether it's music, whatever. Because I there's nothing else for me on this planet, nothing else that I'd rather be doing. So with that, it takes a certain drive and a certain dedication and discipline. And unfortunately, at times that's at the expense of someone's birthday party, a wedding. You know, there's friends that I didn't make their weddings and they just don't understand. And it's hard, you know, or fuck, dating was very hard. I'm thankful I'm engaged to my best friend in the whole entire world, but, dating beforehand, it's very hard. Oh, wait, you're leaving again for 2 months? Oh, you're going to be at the shows every night? You know what I mean? It's very tough. And I don't know if people thought that we were Motley Crue and I'm literally putting my feet on female faces trying to close the van door, but it wasn't like that at all either at the same time. You know, so it's an interesting life that I live. It takes, I don't know, it takes a certain drive. Maybe I'm just nuts. I don't know.
Yeah, but you mentioned that you're putting all the effort into wrestling, but I got to stop you for a second. Heartbreaker, Insufferable, the new single. You guys just signed to Involve Records. I mean, you're blowing up on the music scene, too.
Yes, we just released Heartbreaker on Invogue Records, my band Heart to Heart. On Valentine's Day, it's out rock and rolling. I think we're going to be filming another video here soon. We did sign with them for a full-length release. So we did the EP. We got 6 songs on that out, and then we're going to be heading into the studio to do another 10 to 12 here shortly. So still rocking and rolling. And, like, regardless if we're going to be touring or playing shows or whatever, we're still going to be making music. That's something I'll do regardless, whether it's with Heart to Heart or by myself. I am a big fan of R&B and, like, early 80s and 90s, like, R&B and hip-hop. So I thought about, like, kind of doing, like, a little solo type thing myself, like with like hints and elements of that in it. I don't know. We'll see.
Do you have that? I've also
legit thought about this as real as can be. And if you think I'm joking, we'll see how you react to this. I'm also thinking about starting a legit wedding band and leading a wedding band.
You can't see us, but
just fucking blew my mind.
You just blew his mind to me. I was like, all right, that sounds about right.
Dude, Nikki and the Dice. Yeah.
That would be amazing. I would get married all over again just to have Zicky Dice marry in my wedding.
Yo, you know what you could call? You know what you could call your band?
I'm saying like I think it would. What was that?
You could call. You know what you could call your band? Matrimony.
Oh my god! Oh, that's great. That's great. And you know, as we're looking, I want a live band for the wedding thing. You know what? You know what live wedding band charge?
Oh yeah, quite a bit.
Dude, like 5 G's.
Yeah.
I did it all wrong. Forget Warped Tour. Forget everything else you're doing.
Zicky, I need one favor, though. Please don't mention that until I tweet it first. The matrimony thing.
Of course.
All right.
Kevin needs to take credit for his ideas before they go out.
Of course I'll give you credit.
You know what? It'll be better coming from you.
50% off playing your wedding or bar mitzvah or bris.
That's right. I'm 13. That's a good point.
Shit, I'd have a bar mitzvah. I'm not even Jewish. I'd have Zicky come perform.
I'd convert.
That'd be awesome.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Puzzle talk. You know what's funny? I actually had to explain to Ricky Stark what Mazel Tov meant, and it was me, him, and Royce Isaacs in the car, and he said, "What does Mazel Tov mean?" And I said, "Oh, it's like hell yeah." And Royce started laughing. He's all, "That's almost exactly what it's like."
Incredible.
So, that's the only way I know how to explain it. That's how I take it. Like, when my boss always tells me Mazel Tov, I'm just like, "Oh hell yeah," you know.
Incredible. All right. Oh, man, I had a question, but I totally forgot it. I have another one, but the one that I wanted to ask, I totally forgot.
Well, ask away. This is why we got him here.
All right. So let me ask you this real quick to get back to more of a wrestling angle on this show. You train, obviously, at the Black and the Brave. You're going to go back there and see all the students.
Shave eyebrows.
Shave eyebrows. Poop.
Yep.
Poop
yep.
conditioner. All that stuff.
Yep.
Kevin can't even get through the question.
This is like a serious question, too, and I can't even get through it. So let me ask you this. Obviously, when you go to a school, obviously run by Seth Rollins, who's arguably one of the biggest stars. Actually, not even arguably. He's probably one of the biggest stars in the professional wrestling business. When you're a student and you're a new student going into a school like that, do you have an expectation, false, whatever, that it might be, oh, Seth Rollins teaches at school, I'll get a look. Is that something that you got to try to shake people from having?
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, of course you think that a little bit, right? But they explained to you in the beginning, night one, they tell you, like, hey, look, this school is in no way affiliated with the WWE. It won't get you a job at the WWE and so forth, you know? And there's a lot of times where I've seen people show up and they just expect that you're just going to like hang out with Seth Rollins by a ring, but no, it's not like that. It's actually very tough. And one of the toughest things I've ever done in my life. And you know, night one, they have a conditioning test where you show up and they literally try and break you. And they want to see who quits. And I've seen people, you know, pay the full $3,500 for training and quit night one. No refund. See ya. You know, so I made sure I broke into business a little late. I made sure that I literally sold everything I had and put straight from a tour, everything to get over there, you know? And, I knew that I was going to be something. I was going to make the best of it. And I was going to learn literally everything I possibly could. But to get back to your question now, I was in the third graduating class, right? So there was a special on Black and Brave, on the WWE network, excuse me.
Yep.
And
I watched it.
Now the school's been out for 5 years, right?
Yep.
So now it's about time. So now people are like, okay, well, where are all these students at for the last 5 years, right? 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 So now is the time where you get to see the seed turning into flowers, aka yours truly, outlandish Nikki Dice. Yep. And a bunch of other students. There was a lot of Black and Brave talent on the AAW show in Chicago this past weekend, which is great to see, like guys like Dion Roosman, Joesa, Steve Manders, Jossie, Travis Titan.
Yeah.
You know, we got some great female talent coming out of there as well. And the list goes on. Now you're starting to see all these seeds from the last few years starting to bloom and see these guys starting to break out. I'm a little tangled up in a few things myself, but I've heard a few of these guys may be getting a little tryout ski or something here soon. So, I mean, if you go in and bust your ass, and the odds are only going to work in your favor, you can only be told no so many times before a door finally opens. And that's something that I learned. And I want to maybe when we wrap up this interview, I'll tell you something I can't say on the recording right now. But I want to inspire the other students. You know, I want to inspire people around me because a lot of people laughed in my face and I had people call me and apologize. This is the true fucking story. I had a friend of mine, quote unquote, call and apologize. And to me, I picked up the phone. He's like, Nikki, I got to apologize to you. I said, for what?
He's like, well, I talk shit about you behind your back. He said, I thought that you would fall face first in this business. And he's like, and you've literally proved me wrong. I said, A, you probably could have went your whole life without telling me this, but B, thank you very much. And you know, I expected that. And Seth Rollins will even tell you himself, there's an interview we had done, I think, for AP, and he thought that I wasn't going to come in and take this lightly because of, like, the music background, but I wasn't going to take it serious. And right when I had debuted on Power, it was actually a really cool moment for me. He had texted me and he said, hey, I just want you to know I'm very proud of you. And that meant the absolute world to me because I never thought – everyone wants – you want that from your trainer, right? You want to be validated. You want to – you know, whether he likes it or not, every weekend I am literally anywhere and everywhere. And that's how it's been for the last 4.5 years since I graduated to Black and Gray. You know, I had to eat a lot of shit and love it along the way. And now it's starting to pay off. And it's only the beginning. And the world is just starting to find out about Outlandish Zicky Dice. And I don't even know what's next. My daily life is getting crazier and crazier by the minute. And I just got to keep rocking and rolling. So I'm very proud to be representing the Black and Brave. And it goes to show if you put in the work, things will happen. And yeah, that goes with anything in life. So
absolutely, and it really does show, because until you mentioned it, I totally forgot, because I got to know Deion Russman a little bit because he's been working in Jersey.
WrestlePro.
That's right.
Hello, WrestlePro. It's me, Outlandish Zicky Dice, the one from your inbox all the time.
Oh, uh-oh.
You may have to put in a word for Zicky.
I might. We can talk about that off the air, too. But you mentioned these guys, and they have to, I guess they have to understand, and I might be putting words in your mouth, I don't know. There are steps once you graduate a school from, like, you know, like a Booker T or a Seth Rollins or a Dudley Boys. There are other steps. It's not just one and done.
Sure, sure. You're not, let me tell you this, you're not going to show up and be able to impress them by a cartwheel and a bump and be like, hey, this guy is going to WWE, you know? It takes work. And there's a lot of people that I thought would be going to WWE who don't have the drive, who don't want it, you know, and they look at that too. Everyone looks at that, you know.
And when you mentioned before about how the guy apologized to you for talking shit behind your back by saying that I thought you were going to, you know, fall flat in your face. Now, say, like, if that conversation is happening between, say, like, two trainers, or say a trainer and like a more experienced student, and they – how does that just make you, when you find out about something like that, does that just make you want it more? That might be an obvious question, but like how much offense do you take to when it's people that might know a little bit more than you say it?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I am absolutely addicted to it right now. There is a lot of people who I am literally proving wrong. Danny Daniels of AAW, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but he said this to me at the end of the show. He's like, if you would have told me 2 years ago that I'd be flying in Zicky Dice, I would have told you to fuck off. You know, he's like, and he meant that in the nicest, most motivating way possible. He's like, dude, you dropped weight. He's like, you committed, you found your niche and you rolled with it. And he's like, you gave me no choice but to book you. And we're talking about AAW. This is one of the top-notch indie promotions in the world. And this has been – Danny Daniels trained Seth Rollins, matter of fact. So this has been a goal of mine since the very beginning, you know. And to finally be there, and when I had hit my entrance, it was a huge moment for me. It meant a lot to me because I can cross another goal off my list. Shoot. Yeah. I don't even call them goals anymore. They're plans. Now they're all plans.
Yeah, and it's so crazy now when you talk about AEW, we talked about, you know, WrestlePro in Jersey, all these, maybe AIW as well, all these different companies. And now, like, professional wrestlers' goals, they don't, like, or plans, as you said, they don't necessarily change, but the way to get to their ultimate plans, there's nothing wrong with those steps along the way. Like, and I'm not saying, like, AEW, fantastic. If that's something that you want to achieve, for some reason, with all these great schools, it seems like that's more reachable than not nowadays, as opposed to...
It's a great time to be a wrestler. There are spots open. I mean, you got to earn them.
Oh, of course.
You got to stand out in a room where everyone looks the same. Amongst the Sharks, everyone's trying to take your job at the same time, you know? I know there's a million people that would that I know personally that would kill to be in the position that I'm in right now. So I got to make sure I stay on top of my game. I got to make sure the body's as tight as possible, and that I'm and my promos stay on point, and my curls stay curly, and and my earring dangles more than before. I got to stay on top of all of this, because I refuse to fail. I got a lot riding on this, and I got a lot of people still to prove wrong, and I got a lot to do, and I'm nowhere near done.
I know you keep saying like it's later in life that you got into the professional wrestling business, but I got to tell you, I don't know how old the Dice Man is, but the Dice Man moves like a young fella in the ring. I was
like a roll of the dice.
Now here's the thing, like I didn't really, and I'm ashamed to say it, like I didn't really know about Zicky Dice until NWA.
Good.
I didn't know about the Dice Man until Power came along. And I feel like I missed out, like, you know, growing with the Dice Man. I'm just very happy at this point that I'm getting to know you now and that you have this chance to ply your trade on a national stage, you know?
Where hundreds. Do you know how I got to NWA?
Well, you did some stuff with Championship Wrestling from
until he quit.
Yeah. I always feel like I got to tell a story to, like, new listeners because – that's where I wrestled yesterday, right? And I was in the same carload that was with me the day that I got hired at NWA. And on the way down, we were all fed up and we were beating up the business. And what are we doing wrong? Why are we not standing out? Yeah. You know, I don't know how much more of this I can take. Like, you know, I don't know what's next. I don't know when I'm going to break out. And I had this feeling that something would be coming soon. I just didn't know when. And, you know, I was like, I feel like I'm doing all the right steps. You know, we wrestled in South Korea. I'm wrestling around the country every weekend. I'm literally doing everything I possibly can. I'm putting out content on the internet. I have the top line merch. Like, what do you want from me? What's next? Like a show of a championship wrestling from Hollywood early. I've been working there for almost 3 years. Never once got a promo. Never once complained about it. And that day they were like, Nick Badano was like, Nicky, you're here. Why don't you get dressed and cut a promo real quick? I'm like, oh shit. All right. Said 6 or 7 words, whatever the hell. I walked off and I was immediately pulled into a back room, and that's where I met David Lagana and Billy Corgan. And Billy's like, whoa, look at you, your hair, your sunglasses, and this fanny pack. He's like, what are you doing December 14th? And in my head, I was like, oh, well, me and my fiance just planned a snow trip. I was like, oh, nothing. I'm completely free. And he's like, well, how would you like to work for me in the NWA? And I said, I would absolutely love that. And that's how it started. And that was, and I've been preparing and busting my ass. And here comes this one moment and boom, just like that. And this happened like in front of a few people. I mean, I'm sure they put two and two together. And now look, I'm head to head trying to get my hands on the television title.
That's right. And of course, we've been having so much fun. We forgot to even mention since the start of the show that we are on the line with Zicky Dice. Follow him on Twitter at Zicky Dice.
Listen, I think anybody tuning in right now would know that we're on with Zicky. This has been amazing.
But we got to do it though. We still got to be professionals a little bit.
You know, sometimes you can throw that out the window. We can coast a little bit.
Yeah,
we
can plug this little social media stuff in the meantime.
It's been quite the journey, you know. And also, I got to plug Power. If you're not watching NWA Power every Tuesday, go to youtube.com/NWA and hit that subscribe button and watch yours truly every single week. You know, I hate to toot my own horn here. No, I actually love to toot my own horn. Let's go ahead and do it. I am hands down the most talked about professional wrestler in wrestling today. Did you know that?
I completely 100% believe that. Absolutely.
I was on the front page of Apple News the other day. Did you know that? No. Oh, yeah.
Apple? Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got screenshots on my iPhone. I'm making waves. So whether you like it or not, you better hop on that Zicky train. The only way to do it is to follow Zicky Dice at Zicky Dice. They already said that.
Goddamn right.
ZickyDice.com.
Making
my
job easy. ZickyDice.com. Yeah, that's the thing too.
Okay, I got to switch gears real quick because whenever we're gonna have a guest on, I start doing a deep dive, and one of the things that I came across was this Indeed video. And something that people may not know about the man behind Zicky Dice, you're actually into the you're in the business of caregiving for I guess for special need adults or I know that you talked.
I've worked with for the last 13 years. I worked with adults and children with developmental disabilities. that's a huge passion of mine. It has been since elementary school. I used to be lunchtime buddies with the special ed class. And, like, I still FaceTime a lot of my old students because they miss me terribly, and they ask for Vicky Dice clothes, which means my gear. They want my gear. They watch the same Vicky Dice matches every day in class. The teacher still tells me. And I wouldn't, if I wasn't doing this, that's what I would be doing. I'm actually working on getting my, master's in early childhood education and hopefully have my own special ed classroom here when this is all said and done. Yeah, that's what I do. I love to take care and give back. My biggest goal is, I said once before, like, John Cena has granted like the most wishes. I would love to try and beat that number. And that's why I'm doing all of this. So I'm not really all that bad. Don't tell anybody. Outlandish.
I was about to say, we're peeling back a whole lot of layers here.
I know, man. I'm losing followers. I'm watching them go down by the second.
No, but I
love it, man. I've learned so much about myself. It's more than just a paycheck. That really takes a special type of person, and somehow I've been doing it 13 years. So
that's just amazing. So many spoons in the porridge for the Dice Man.
That's right.
It's just unbelievable. And I don't want the fans to think that there wasn't, you know, another side to the fellow that we're falling in love with watching
it's,
him.
It's a work, dude. He doesn't really do it.
Really?
Yeah, he's trying to hit those heartstrings.
Come on. Hey, man, I got to give credit where credit's due, brother, and you deserve all the credit in the world. That's a noble thing.
Yeah, it really is, man. It's
yeah,
super
if fun. You haven't seen that Indeed video, that's on YouTube, too. If you just search Vicky Dice, it comes up. I'm really bummed the first cut that they had sent me, it was like a few minutes longer, and it was so much sicker than the one they released. The one they released is still sick, but... yeah, you need to deep down, dive in a little bit and find out the man behind the dice.
When you were speaking earlier, you said you've been all around the world, and you specifically mentioned South Korea. What's wrestling like in South Korea for Zicky Dice?
Ooh. Oh, it was an awesome time. A, I love Korean barbecue. That is, when I'm really rich, it's coming soon. I'm going to open up Vicky Dice's outlandish Korean barbecue just because I love Korean barbecue so much.
Guy's a fucking genius.
I love it.
We literally had like five nights a week when we were there. Wrestling is new again there, if you will. Yeah. It was big, I believe, in the 60s and 70s, and then Japan kind of took over wrestling. So they're trying to rebuild it. This company called Pure Wrestling Society that I went over there and worked for. And it was great. I had a good time. By the end of it, I had... a lot of fans who don't speak any or very little English booing me. So that was a huge success.
That's awesome.
And that's super, super cool. And I don't know how much longer you have with us, but just to get back to NWA and Power, what's it like working in that studio environment?
Is the
crowd as loud as it sounds on TV for the amount of space that's there?
Oh, absolutely. It is like unreal. And luckily, I'm going to roll back to Championship Wrestling in Hollywood. That helped prepare me for NWA. Right. You know, it's also a studio wrestling show. Yep. Hard cams in the same spot. So I got to take off my fanny pack to them and give credit what credit's due, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been as prepared. If you will, I'm still learning. I feel you're always learning, and I'm still trying to get comfortable. I'm still bottom of the totem pole at the NWA. But I feel like I'm working my way up. But yes, dude, the fans are nuts. I look back to my first match, and when I walk out, they are completely quiet. I remember like hearing like murmurs or whatever. And by the end, I'm getting booed and loud as hell. And now all I have to do is go and lift a finger, and I'm already booed. That's great. Awesome. I literally don't have to do anything.
That's awesome. And this is the last one for me. Is there anything about the NWA other than the actual studio production environment that differentiates it from other professional wrestling companies that are on TV right now?
Oh, man. Well, I haven't like been backstage everywhere, but just the atmosphere and the vibe. It is a lot different. It's very professional, very welcoming and comfortable at the same time. And I think that's pretty cool. I'm also in love with like the color scheme and the looks and you know, the promos, and it's a great product. It's completely different, and I think it stands out, and I'm happy to be a part of it and help it rise, because Zicky Dice is money.
That's it, baby.
I love it. I love everything about it.
Yeah. And now we love everything about you. I mean, we hate you.
I mean, yeah. What? I knew you would.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got to keep it, you know, legit, buddy. We got to keep it legit. But all right, Tony, do you have anything else for Senor Dice Man?
Senor, really?
That's right.
He's changing nationalities as we speak.
I think we covered just about everything that we could cover.
I'm making a bold prediction. I think the Dice Man is going to have some gold, maybe a 605 gold around his waist in the near future.
There we go.
That's just my prediction.
That's beautiful.
You never know.
And eventually.
You never know. Maybe I'll go for the 10 pounds of pink. Who knows?
Okay.
Right. Leave my ex-girlfriend out of this.
Whoa, easy. Jeez, she's got a fat one, huh?
Listen, I made him laugh. I'm done.
Good grief.
I'm out.
Good grief.
You know what I need? I need a Zicky Dice fanny pack. That would make
hell
my...
Oh, yeah. We got them actually coming out in, like, I think 2 weeks.
Ooh, for real? We're getting scoops du jour tonight.
See, now I have to ask you, because he mentioned
there's only going to be 20 of them at first, so I'm... Yeah, yeah.
You're going to put one aside for your boys at the Wizards, right?
And, we'll
and yes, they are priced at $16,000, just so everybody knows. But if you use promo code Outlandish, you might get a discount. So you can do that for me.
He's a fucking genius. I love it. God. I love
of course,
it.
God.
Absolutely.
Tons of ideas. I love it. Seriously, though, 2 weeks? I'm like, you'll put one aside for your boys, right?
Yeah. I believe it is 2 weeks. I believe. I will double check with my... the plug, you know? I know a guy.
That's awesome. Well, if you got $16,000 kicking around, head on over to ZickyDice.com. Keep an eye on the social media at Zicky Dice. Get your hands on one of the luxurious, pink, outlandish...
Oh, God.
Fanny. I can't wait, dude. I'm dying. I need to get one.
Coming quick. I'm going to text him as soon as we hang up here.
Oh, beautiful.
That's awesome.
And see how they are.
That awesome. Is so awesome. Zicky, we're going to get rolling, but before we let you go, is there anything else you want to leave your fans with? Anything else we need to plug? Anything we need to know about Zicky? Aside from the fact that you need to pick up Heartbreaker because it was released about a week ago, and it's tearing up the charts.
That's right.
That's right, baby. If I, like I said, follow this Outlandish journey now I still feel like I'm a little secret in wrestling. So now's the time to jump on the train, because we're about to run train. That's right. We're running train on everybody.
Love it. On the 10 pounds of pink.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, does the 10 pounds of pink have a name? Like, you know, they named the 10 pounds of gold Charlotte. Do we have a name for the 10 pounds of pink?
I'll name it something. I'll think about it. I'll get it.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, he's on social media at Zicky Dice. Go over and over to ZickyDice.com. Check out Heart to Heart. The new video, Insufferable, is out there on the YouTubes. You can find that. Please check it out. It's such a great video. It's such a throwback. I really enjoyed it. The new song is fantastic. This interview is fantastic.
top five easily?
Yeah, right.
In 8 years?
Top five?
In 8 years?
I'd say number one. I'm going on record. Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, Kevin, I mean, what we talked about 10 pounds of pink. We talked about washing your friend's hair with shit. I mean, come on.
That's right.
And a little bit of wrestling in between. I mean, how could you go wrong with this?
Now, do you stir the shit before you put it in the hair? Oh, God, that was a terrible joke. All right.
Oh, I think he hung up.
Did we lose him?
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone. I don't know what happened. That was Zicky Dice. Yeah, he must. He's calling back.
He's actually calling back.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's
not
calling
sure
back.
I got disconnected there. I felt like I was such a good note that I was like, oh, man, I guess I got to let him go before they ruin it.
That's right. We tend to do that.
He knows us better than we do.
Oh, man. But
well, thank you guys again for having me. We will definitely have to do this again because, I mean, unless someone comes close to topping number one, if so, give me a ring.
You have carte blanche, my friend. Anytime you need to come on, even if you just want to shoot the shit and tell us about shitting and pissing on your friends, let us know.
Anytime you need to plug anything.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. I can leave my therapist now.
Ah, awesome. Thank you.
Thanks again, Zicky. Take care, brother.
And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Take Bye. It easy. Ladies and gentlemen, Zicky Dice. I thought he was like just outie, and then he called us back.
I was like, what did we say? Was my joke that terrible? Do you stir the shit before you put it in?
You know what, dude? Number one. Has to be.
It's
has
up there.
To be. Come on, dude.
I mean, come on. 8 years of interviews.
And this is what we built to. We can end the show tonight.
This is, like I said, the top five is pretty prestigious in my book, because I've had a lot of like personal favorites.
Yeah, but this one was big, dude.
Top five is
and
big.
And I was completely honest when I told him. I don't know how I didn't know about Zicky Dice 5 years ago. Like, I don't know.
Well, he started training 5 years. Well, 2013, I think.
But, like, you know what it is? We are in a bubble here on the East Coast because we have so much more going on.
I don't even know where he's from. Where's he from? Is he from Iowa?
He's from California.
But he went to train at Seth Brown's
school
in Iowa.
Yeah, but he packed up. No, I think the school.
We're talking about him. We could have easily just asked these questions to him.
That's fine. No, dude, we had more important things to talk about.
40-something minutes at least.
But the school I think is in Cincinnati. I don't think
it's hometown.
Definitely in Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's wherever Seth Rollins is from.
He's from Iowa.
Yeah. So it's in Iowa because his coffee shop is like right next door. I've watched a whole lot of WWE Network specials and shit on it.
Just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely.
We have so much more to talk about.
We have to break.
Well, but there's a couple things that we definitely should get to after the break. But,
absolutely.
You know, we definitely have to do pay-per-view picks. You know what? Maybe we don't have to do them. Maybe we could do them off air. But
we got time.
Yeah, we do have time. I don't know. I'm just on cloud nine right now.
That was such a great...
fucking unbelievable.
All right, let's break so I can pee.
So, I don't know. We got more shit to talk about. But Kevin, as we always say...
Back after piss.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
In a world where Hollywood tries to tell you how to live while doing the exact opposite, where fresh ideas are tossed away for a cash grab reboot, where the media has become nothing but propaganda and freedom is traded for what they tell you is security and safety, there is Inconclusive Breakdown. Your weekly look at current events and entertainment with no political correct BS. Just news and uncensored opinions, everywhere you get podcasts. A proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWStudios.com. We'll see you there.
This could be the last time. Kev, I'm still on cloud nine, brother.
That was a fun interview, man.
And right now you are listening to the newest single from Heart to Heart. This is Insufferable off the new album, Heartbreaker.
Oh, I like it.
It's got a great sound to it. And if you get a chance, check out the video. The video is amazing. He's got a voice, man.
Dude, this, and when he, I wanted to ask him, like, when he said, I want to do an R&B stuff, I'm like, dude, he got the chops for R&B? And I'm thinking, like, he might have the, he probably does have the chops for R&B.
This sounds like good, right?
This is, I like it because this is the kind of stuff that I listened to like in high school.
So you're saying Zicky's singing old stuff?
No, but it's still probably
no,
popular
it.
Today.
I
this
love
is like
it.
The pop punk punk.
He's got some.
Yeah,
chops.
This is like a Simple Plan, Blink 182 sound.
He's got some chops, man. I like this shit. I'm digging the music. I'm digging the sound. Anyway, you know what I'm digging, Kevin?
Patreon?
I'm digging our Patreon producers. You want to get on the action. You want to support the Shining Wizards. You want to send us some money. Who doesn't want to get money, Kevin? I don't know about you.
I need money. Send me money.
Send us money. Actually, if you head on over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast, for as little as $1, you can become a producer of the show. We got watch-alongs at higher levels. We got plugs for all your shit. You want us to plug your shit? Go on over to Patreon. Sign up. Sign up like these great people who continue to support us. And we thank them each and every week. You want to get on board? Sign up and join them. Like Kathy Hummer, Kevin, the queen of the Shining Wizards. Manny Crotzo, the king of the Shining Wizards. I don't think they're married or anything, though.
The royal family is in disarray right now, so we have to figure that out.
Well, it's kind of like our royal family's in disarray, too. So, you know,
that's right.
I guess it all goes around. I don't know what I'm saying.
Now, thank you to those two, the king and queen of the Wizards.
The AOP of the SWP, Anthony and Danny Rusinella. And I wanted to say, by the way, Anthony is Akum, because, or Arkham, whatever his name is, because his name is A, and that's how I keep him straight.
Oh, perfect.
That's how I keep him straight. So Dan is Razor.
So you could figure that out, but you couldn't figure out which one was Santana and which one was Ortiz.
I couldn't figure out Ricky Starks when we were fucking talking.
You didn't know who Ricky Starks was?
I couldn't think of his name.
You're the NWA master.
I know. I never miss a week.
It's probably because you didn't pick him to win the belt.
You know, I had to go with my gut. I picked.
I don't fucking know. You could have just went with it.
Trust me, I'm still suffering from that loss. And I'm pissed off you won't whip me and Matt. That's another story, though. Mike Martinelli, Ryan Arthur, the Dark Helmet. Go on, visit him over at elementary.com. It's A-L-E, not elementary. He's got a great brewing company there in Hackensack. His beer is available pretty much everywhere in this area, and it's coming to you live nationwide at some point. Don't fucking doubt that for a second. Sean Callejo and Sean Toe are buddies, the Sean brothers. They're not related either, but everybody's related here at the Shining Wizards. We got Brett Simonello.
Well, what do you hear? What do you...
Kate the Great over at OnDeckIC.com. You got some shit to promote, Kate. Happy to promote your shit for you.
Pappy?
Pappy. Happy Pappy.
Pappy to
keep
homos.
Your hubby happy.
All right.
That's a fucking Flintstone song. Matt Garifo, no relation.
Who's that?
Matt Mellinger. Who's that?
That's actually my brother.
There you go. Benjamin Martinez, the Ultimate Horrier. Christine Friesenhagen, Flugenhagen. Thank you,
Friesendorf.
Christine. There you go. Corrine from over at loudandfierce.com.
Spice E.
Yes. Danny Douglas over at deathmatchoutlaws.com. What's up to Danny?
Dean Danny Douglas? Dean Douglas?
Mark Parolini. Yes, Dean Douglas.
Dean Douglas is a Patreon supporter.
Of course he is. Kenny Horsey, Mr. Scotch Drinkmore. Jay Cop, Big Cop of Pump, the only guy we like over at the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Mott Spock, Mr. Thomas Copps, and of course, Kevin. You know what? I don't want to turn down the music for this. Actually, it turned out itself. Look at that. We played the whole thing.
You're a professional, Tony.
William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands, if you know what I mean. And I do know what you mean, Kevin.
Speaking of which, yes, because what was I saying at the beginning of this?
Wolf. Yeah, and
we were talking about Airwolf, right? Apparently,
no, we weren't.
Yeah, we were. That's because I said Airwolf. Wolf.
Yeah, and
I was saying Airwolf during that clip when we were talking about MLW. Matt just burps and goes, "Yeah."
If we just then I think we were talking about tonight. We were talking about Airwolf
with Zicky Dice.
No,
Zicky's in a world on his own. Are you going to talk about Airwolf? Speaking of which, apparently Airwolf is done with MLW. When he got beat up by the thugs a couple of weeks ago, they pulled a Lucha Brothers thing where he's too hurt and
good Lucha things.
Yes, and he had to leave. It seems like when MLW wants to get rid of somebody, they find a real creative way to do it, which is fucking awesome. Except for Barrington Hughes, they just had low key knock him out or beat him up.
And Teddy Hart.
Well, all right, fair enough. Get well, Teddy.
Love Teddy Hart.
Get well.
He's released. Sick.
He's out.
He's out. He's released.
Did he get deported or no?
I don't know. He's on a house arrest type deal. So whether or not that's Maria Mannix's house, or
I'm living with my brother Brett. My uncle Brett.
Hey,
Jesus Christ!
I just want to. I'm innocent until proven guilty. You know, my cats are okay.
Little tip from your Uncle Tony, folks. If you're going to be driving around with any kind of controlled substance in your vehicle, please make sure the license plate matches the registration.
They're going to say, please make sure the carpet matches the drapes.
Well, there you go.
I don't know why. That's just where my head went. I still got Zicky Dice mentality on me. I don't get up like that for a lot of people.
He was awesome. He was really awesome.
That brought out the inner rambunctious Kevin as opposed to corporate Kevin.
Kevin.
What's up, brother?
You watched MLW this week too, didn't you?
I did.
What'd you think?
I didn't hate it.
Some weird shit though, right? Like some really weird shit.
Like I'm not as up to date with MLW as you guys are. So like I wasn't 100%. I mean, I know the Tom Lawler, Von Erich story, obviously.
Well, all right. So here's a couple of things, right? So Old Mancer bought his way into the arena last week and fucked up Dynasty's chances of regaining the tag titles.
Now,
Von
when
Erichs.
You say Old Mancer.
Yeah, that's what they call him, Old Mancer. Mance
but
Warner.
That's not the guy that got beat up by the Dynasty outside.
No. That's the old guy. That's with Mance Warner. I'm still not sure who he is.
So when you said Old Mance, I thought that's who you meant,
no,
the old dude.
Well, no, Mance Warner, they call him Old Mancer.
Okay.
That's just kind of like his nickname. Yeah, so apparently after he bribed his way in, the guy that he bribed used to be with Dynasty. He was...
Gordo.
Gorgon.
Gorgon.
Yeah, he was Hammerstone's gift, so they had a whole little tete-a-tete on that. So he's Logan Creed. He actually is wrestling now for MLW.
Right, he had a match...
against Moonshine Mantel.
Moonshine Mantel.
Who was quite over with the crowd, I have to say. People like the Moonshine Mantel. I would be surprised if they keep him around a while.
All right, so you got Mance Warner, you got Moonshine Mantel, you got, like,
Logan
how many
Creed.
Southern, like...
Hey, man, it is what it is. I like the Southern guys.
I mean, that's where they run, so God bless them. And I'm a big weird. MLW guy, so it's not like I'm shitting on them.
Eric Stevens made his debut. He wrestled Douglas James. I was expecting a little more considering the promos that they had for him over the past couple of weeks with that fucking evil song they've been playing and shit.
Yeah, he wore pink, didn't he?
Yeah, but Douglas James gave him some shit, man. He gave him a hard time. He was like, he had his number for a while, and then, you know, Eric Stevens pulled one out.
But, you know, go to the end of the show.
Well, before we get there, Kevin, King Mo wrestled Dr. Dax. I have no fucking clue who this Dr. Dax is, but...
He's got to have just been a one guy to show off the very talented... King Mo.
Matt's favorite wrestler, King Mo.
Oh, yeah.
Submission victory for him.
King Mo might be, in my opinion, we talked about top five interviews. King Mo might be the most, like, top five technically sound professional wrestlers I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
And I think he's...
He knows his way around the ring.
He knows everything. He's a tremendous character. He trained with Seth Rollins. He's a very great, great performer. And I expect nothing but great things for King Mo.
Hey, he's starting some shit with Low Ki, and if anybody's going to be Low Ki, it's going to be King Mo.
King Moki.
Oh, fucking A, dude. Yeah. And Ross Von Erich defeated Tom Lawlor by disqualification when Eric Stevens made his presence felt.
Well, not yet. First it was...
Oh, first it was the brain.
It was the runner-up to the first American Idol.
I don't know.
Guarini, right?
I don't get Dominic Guarini. That was a good fucking reference. Thank right you. There. I had to think about that for a second.
Well, it was like 15 years ago.
Well, it is what it is. That show is still on, by the way.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It went and then it came back.
It's on a different, completely different network.
Yeah, it's
on
ABC now, right? Yep. It used to be on Fox. Because the voice is NBC.
Yeah.
That's a fucking... that'll be on forever, that show.
You know what I'm pissed off about? I've been watching 1,000-Pound Sisters, and the one sister had the weight loss surgery, and she's been losing weight, which is great.
So what do they call the show now?
The 900-Pound Sisters?
2.5 Wrestlers?
Well, they call it Missing, Kevin, because there hasn't been a goddamn new episode in the past 3 weeks. I don't know what happened.
That's unfortunate.
It is. It was my favorite show on TV, and it's gone. Aside from NWA Power. But that's, you know, that's a YouTube exclusive, which I absolutely love anyway.
Yeah, but if you, with all the technology.
Oh, I could watch it on my television.
Watch it on your TV accounts.
Then again, I could also probably watch the 1,000-Pound Sisters on YouTube, but I haven't really looked into that. Because they haven't had any new episodes, that's why. Mm. Yeah, so I don't know. So
some bad sisters.
I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of good, but there was you know, some... head scratching moments for MLW this week.
I'll tell you what though, the Dynasty. I know MJF.
Oh, they're gold.
Yeah, and MJF is not there anymore, right?
He's still there.
He's still
sort
on
of.
In tapings. Or is he
might
done?
Still sort of be there
because he wasn't on last night.
So next week, LA Park is going to be returning with his El Hijo.
Jacob Fatu?
They're going to be taking on Contra in a lumberjack match.
Yeah.
I don't know which members of Contra. I would imagine it's going to be...
Well, Jacob thought they did the little promo ski where they talked about burning the masks and all that shit.
Well, of course, because that's what they do. They're assholes.
That's how they roll.
And Injustice will be teaming up against Zenshi and Laredo Kid. And Mance Warner is going to be back talking about old Manso, whatever is
Man River.
Man.
Old Man River.
Old Man. Old Man's just talking about Old Man getting beat up. But that guy's been around. Like, he was like his chauffeur when they went to Jimmy Havoc's house for pizza and beatings. And
oh, and Jimmy Havoc was on the show too, Ski.
Yes, with Priscilla.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who he's going after
is
next.
Is he done with AEW?
Who? Jimmy Havoc? No, because he's going to be at the next round of shit, isn't he?
I don't know.
I thought he was on the next round of tapings.
Jimmy Havoc?
Yeah.
AEW doesn't do tapings. They're live, man.
Oh, not AEW. I thought you were talking about MLW, because I'm still talking MLW.
No. I'm asking if Jimmy Havoc...
Is
still with AEW?
I would imagine so.
I haven't seen him in months.
He was on the cruise, because Priscilla Kelly actually worked a match on the cruise.
Yeah, but Priscilla Kelly's not married to Jimmy Havoc. She's married to Darby Allin.
Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. Never mind. Yeah. I'm all confused.
Which we didn't touch on that. I love the Darby Allin return, by the way.
Yes, yes. Awesome.
That was, like, I was excited. Like, here's the thing about that. When the lights go out, you're expecting maybe a debut. You're expecting maybe like a Luke Harper, maybe obviously not Matt Hardy.
So you put no stock in Darby Allin.
No. I want to say how much I loved it. Because I was like, oh, it's a return. It's Darby Allin. But it was done so freaking well that I got amped for Darby Allin. And now if they decide to book a match between Darby Allin and Sammy Guevara at Revolution, which I don't think has been announced yet.
Well, Sammy Guevara's got to find his teeth first.
Dude, I popped huge for that Darby Allin comeback. Like, awesome. Huge. And it's not what I expected, but it was better than what... I think it would have been better than a Luke Harper debut or something like that. I didn't see it coming, and it was awesome.
I liked it. I liked it. So we talked about Dynamite. We talked about Fusion. Circle Square, did you catch it last week, the NWA presentation?
You know what? As much as I wanted to, I did not. And this is how idiotic I am. I went today to catch up on some of the odds and ends that I didn't watch live, and one of them was going to be NWA.
Okay.
But I YouTubed NWA Power and not Circle Square, and then
That's okay.
The Power from 2 weeks ago came up, which I'm like, wait, I remembered this.
Okay,
like,
so what they did was they preempted Power this week. Power's going to be on tomorrow, don't worry, folks. And people were kind of upset that there was no Power this week, which I'm like...
You should have known that. They announced it forever.
Yeah, but it's like they're trying something new. Fucking, like, be a fan and just watch it. Oh, the fucking Cornette idiots were all out again today on the NWA page going... Shouldn't they bring back Cornette? It's like, really, with this again? I'm like, no, it's over. He's gone. Don't worry about it. Forget it.
Listen, if Stu Bennett wasn't so good...
He's fucking amazing.
I would be like, you know what? I think it's time. I think you can bring back Cornette because Cornette is still featured on stuff.
I say it every week. NWA Power, NWA in general, is a never miss for me. Watch it. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. I'm going to have it on. I love it. So Circle Squared, we got to see two amazing teams this week. My only pet peeve, well, two of them actually. One, they kept showing the Melina thing where she was challenging Thunder Rosa for the title, which she's going to get her title match tomorrow, by the way, on Power. Yeah, so there's some shenanigans going on there. They didn't have to tell me about it so much. And it came down to the match itself. Luke and PJ Hawks, they're calling themselves Hawks Airy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like the name, but...
I just don't know what Airy means.
Kind of. I don't really know either, and I didn't bother to look it up.
I've got nothing but love for Luke Hawks, but I just have no
definitely.
Clue.
Definitely.
I have no idea what that word... I just don't know what the word means.
And if you haven't been watching NWA Power, if you didn't catch Circle Squared, you might know PJ Hawks as the kid that jumped from the fucking second floor in that
the
match
balcony.
In the mall.
Yeah.
That was a sick die. Dude, you
get a lot of coverage.
You get the perspective how far he fell, how small he gets before he actually lands on everybody in the ring. That was a fucking dive, dude. And he even blessed himself. I'm like, fuck, I'd be blessing myself too, man, if I had to do that shit. So they take on a team represented by Nikita Koloff. These are new guys to me too. Tyson Dean and Jeff Lewis Neal. So these guys have been a team for a while. They fucking looked they looked really good as well. So if anything comes out of this whole thing with the Hawks father and son team and these two other guys that were there with Nikita, I say give them all a job because all these guys, they were just fucking nuts, oh dude. It was amazing. The only other drawback I had, they only gave him 3 minutes. They only gave him 3 minutes to work.
Well, was the show a full...
No, it was only about 25 minutes.
Okay, all right.
I mean, they had some stuff where, you know, Sean Mooney was in the event center and he was plugging everything, explaining how things were happening. And I always forget who the other guy is. The other guy that works the booth, but not all the time.
Dave Marquez?
Yeah, no, not Dave Marquez. The bald guy, the younger guy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name now,
He always comes up in people I may know on Facebook. I swear to God, he does.
So he's the guy that was, like, in charge from the booth, but Dave Marquez, like, did the announcing and all that shit and whatnot. But, yeah, good match. I tell you what, PJ Hawks knows how to work the mat, and he's got some power to him, dude. He was pulling off some power moves. You look at him, and he's standing next to Luke, his dad, you know, huge effing arms, the Southern Stomper, because Luke's a fucking put-together guy. The kid's built, but he's not thick like his dad, but man.
Dude, the kid is really young.
He can fucking go, dude. Like, the shit he was pulling off, like, just like the go-behinds and working the mat and everything. And, of course, Luke comes in, he's slaughtering. The one dude, I forget who it was, but one of the bald guys, he had a fucking vicious-ass spine buster. I'm telling you, if they don't sign both of these teams, it's a travesty, because both of these teams really impressed me. I was impressed by the show. I liked it. Like I said, I just wish they would have been given a lot more time, because... Give these guys like 8 to 10 minutes, and they could really show you what they could do. The other thing we learned, the Crockett Club is Crockett Club.
Get there.
Fuck, I'm bad tonight.
It's back, baby.
The Crockett Cup, April 19th from the Gateway Center in Atlanta. Tickets are going on sale the 27th, later this week, if you're on the NWA email list. So make sure you fucking sign up.
That's a big building they're going to try to undertake. If I'm not mistaken, it's like a 5,000 seat place.
Yeah, it's a big place. And on top of that, I will be renting it again because I love me some NWA, dude.
You're a big NWA guy.
I am fucking huge.
And
NWA.
So am I.
I love it. Love every fucking minute of it. Kevin, you want to know what I really don't fucking love?
Oh,
Do you really want to know what I really don't fucking love?
What you're going to say is a lie.
Kev.
What's up?
I wasn't going to do the voice because I fucking hate what this thing stands for now, but I'm going to do it. It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick extravaganza thing.
That's right.
Kevin, first, my favorite place on the planet. Thursday, we're making a little pit stop in Saudi Arabia.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there.
All right.
I will be in the front row.
Better get on a plane now. It's like 50 hours.
You know, I don't even know what location it's taking place in. Do we know where Super Showdown 2020 is taking place?
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I fucking hate you.
It's all that matters, Tony, because no one else would know either. It's either Jeddah or the other one.
Oh, Riyadh. Yeah. Oh, it's at the King Fahd.
Oh, yeah. Have it.
It's in Riyadh.
I have notes, Tony. Actually,
it's in Riyadh. I think it starts at 12 noon on the East Coast. So it's going to be one of those that I get to watch while I'm doing my work ski. So it's going to be a good time. Yes, work ski indeed. And
let's see. Hold on.
I don't even. Oh, wait, Kev, I gotta stop. I gotta stop that music, Kev. I'm sorry. I gotta stop that.
That's fine. That's fine.
Because we have this. We only get to play this a couple times a year.
The national anthem.
We're going back to Riyadh, the King Fahd Stadium.
Going back to Riyadh. going back.
No, what? All right, geez. All right, I had to stop that. Okay.
That was fun.
Kev, you ready to do some picks?
I'm ready.
Let me give you the standings as they stand.
Oh, God, don't.
Tony
don't.
With a commanding lead at 17-5.
Why did you mention yourself in a third person?
The only man in his single digits for losses. He's 12 games over 500. Matt sits at 12-10, and the winner of last year's is in last place at 11-11. But, Kevin, it's still very early.
Oh, my God.
I hate this shit so
much.
No,
listen. I don't think we're going to catch you, and it's only February.
If you want more information on the picks, go to ZickyDice.com. He's got all your information there for you.
That's right.
I'm just trying to give him a plug. Kev, Super Showdown, you ready for some picks? I'm going to read you Matt's picks first. We'll do it that way.
All just of so them?
Yeah, why not? It's not that many. Oh, AEW Revolution is going to go super fast next because there's only four matches that are fucking signed for that thing. So here we go. New Day versus The Miz and Morrison. I guess this is for the... Are they the SmackDown Tag Champs?
The Miz are. I mean, the New Day are.
The Miz are. Yes, the Miz are.
Miz Ark Henry.
So Matt writes, what is this nonsense? I hate the WWE. Let's have some new tag champs. I'll take The Miz and Morrison. They can have the rematch on SmackDown to draw ratings since people actually care about this shit. I'm agreeing with Matt. I'm going new champs because the New Day can fucking lose and win all they want at this point. And it's not going to affect them. And I think we need some sort of title change at the pay-per-view. What say you, Kevin?
As much as my, you know, I'm a Miz guy.
Kevin's taking New Day.
Love the Miz. John Morrison was one of the first interviews I've ever done for you guys.
Kevin's taking New Day.
I'm going New Day.
New Day!
I like turtles.
This is going to be bad. This is going to be bad.
Brock Lesnar defends his WWE Championship against Pew 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 Pew. I'll tell you right now, I'm going Brock Lesnar. I'll read you what Matt said. Brock with an easy win, but watch out for Ricochet to slip a finger in his asshole. He's into that shit. Now, I don't know if he means slipping it into Brock's asshole or his own. Maybe that's what costs him the match, Kev. I don't know. But there's no way Brock Lesnar's losing this thing. No way.
Are we supposed to read that?
Pew, 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 pew. The pew, pew is my call.
No, that's good. That's good, pew, pew. Brock Lesnar.
Okay, so that one's unanimous.
With no explanation needed.
There we go. Wait, let me do it right.
Roman Reigns.
Oh, wow. Haven't done that in a while. Versus King Corbin. Is it in a cage? It's in a cage,
that's
Kevin.
A cage, baby.
I wonder if there's escaperoonies in this cage, unless JR is going to get pissed off about it. Kevin, you pick first this time.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that's a Roman Reigns across the board. I took Roman Reigns. Matt took Roman Reigns. Here we go. This is still going on, and it's in a cage. And this finally the blow off. I'll take Roman Reigns. Well, there you go.
Sad thing is, he'll fight on SmackDown the next night.
Do you know what the Tawak Trophy is? To wake?
It's like a city, or it's like a mountain in Saudi Arabia. It's like a very historic or prestigious mountain.
Well, this is my line. You're going to have to wake me up in order to watch this fucking match.
That's not bad.
Matt writes, oh, Jesus Christ, what is this fucking thing? I don't even know who's in it. I guess Andrade's in it.
I got it.
Rowan's, go ahead.
Rusev versus R-Truth versus AJ Styles versus Andrade versus Eric Rowan versus Matt's favorite wrestler outside of King Mo, Bobby Lashley.
Matt wrote some inappropriate things here about reporters that I'm not going to read. You can fill in the blanks yourself.
Not reporters.
Kev. Matt took AJ Styles. I agree with Matt. I'm going to go with AJ Styles. Kevin's agreeing. Yep. So that means that fucking Bobby Lashley's going
to
win.
This will be Andrade's first... Oh, you know what? They do tend to give these... Well, AJ's a heel, too. They do tend to give
He's
these...
He's a heel.
All right, so... The club is right now known as the best tag team in the world because they won that gauntlet match.
So
if they put it with AJ, I could see it being with Lashley, though. And this will be Andrade's first match back from suspension.
All right. But, I got you for AJ. Final answer?
Oh, my God. Can we? All right. Yeah, AJ.
Well, you did say AJ. I just wanted to throw
some like content into it. Because, yes, I do watch WWE, to much of you fuck's chagrin.
Okay, well, here you go. Seth Rollins and Murphy versus the Street Profits putting the fucking Raw tag titles on. Matt takes Rollins and Murphy. My fucking brain hurts from picking this shit, is his quote. I'm agreeing with Matt. I'm going with Rollins and Murphy. I can't see the Street Profits winning the titles here, dude. I just can't see it.
Let's see. Yeah, baby faces have to win, right?
Yeah, I mean, now you know what?
Ooh, I really
use a couple of fucking wins, but this is where you might fall down the fucking abyss.
The cute rabbit hole. Now I'll stay with
you might fall down the Joseph Park.
I'll stay with the
one.
Gut and go Rollins and Murphy.
Good. So we're all picking them the same. Nice. It'll be easy when we have to pick against the idiots on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And finally, Bayley defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Naomi.
That's not finally. There's another match.
No. Oh, yeah, wait, there is another one. Yeah. Next to finally, Bayley versus Naomi.
Bayley.
Well, Matt asked me to play something. I don't care. Bayley, I could say some awful shit, but I'll refrain. God, I hope one of you watch this something of a show. Yeah, I'm also going Bayley, so that's a Bayley across the board. I could probably continue to play that. For the next and final pick, The Fiend defends the Universal Championship against Goldberg.
Love it.
Goldberg.
Love it.
All right, then you go first.
Oh, I mean,
I think I'm agreeing with Matt on this one, but I want to see what
you think. Let's see what he says, because I think we're going to be across the board, I think.
Goldberg threw a spear on SmackDown. Did you see the end of SmackDown, by the way?
I did.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was fine.
I was kind of like, ugh. Goldberg threw a spear on SmackDown. Who fucking cares? Goldberg wins by DQ. The Fiend hits him with his giant hammer.
Ooh.
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking Goldberg gets a win, but maybe not the title. So I'm going to go with Goldberg as well.
And then what? This gets extended to like February?
Yeah, but
or
I mean,
until March?
Well, I'm taking Goldberg. It's a good bet hedging, because if you take Goldberg and he doesn't win the title, then fine.
Yeah.
But there's also rumblings that they're looking to switch things around for Mania.
That's what I wanted to talk about, Goldberg against Reigns
for the title. I don't know if they'll do that, because I don't think they've juiced the Fiend enough at this point.
Then there's talk maybe Cena comes back and takes on the Fiend.
I don't know. I'm going with Goldberg on this one. I'm agreeing with Matt.
All right. Well, I guess if there's a match that I need to make up ground on, it's got to be this one.
So
I'm going Bray Wyatt. Out of all the matches, doesn't this one make the most sense?
It would not surprise me if The Fiend retains. It would not surprise me. But I do think that there might be some shenanigans. Then again, you know, Goldberg lost to Undertaker last time, so who knows?
And that's another thing. How many times is Goldberg going to come back to lose?
Yeah. Then again, maybe he's at the point in his career he doesn't care anymore.
But it's, I mean, other than that little run with Kevin Owens, since Brock Lesnar, has he won a match?
But The Fiend getting a big win over Goldberg, that's a feather in his cap.
I guess.
All right, so Kevin takes...
I'll take him Bray Wyatt.
All right, so you're the only difference you had was you took New Day and you took The Fiend, where Matt and I took Miz and Morrison and Goldberg. We all took Brock, we all took Roman, we all took AJ, we all took Bayley, we all took Rollins versus Murphy. What a waste of fucking time that was.
Nah, I mean, not for me, maybe.
Position, yeah, so you have the potential to take Matt, to overtake Matt if your picks come out.
So you have 12 wins? What's your total?
I have 17 wins.
So you're 17
wins. I'm 12 over 500.
Matt's 12.
I'm 5 ahead of Matt and 6 ahead of you.
Oh God, that's a lot.
It's early, dude. It's not the first month isn't even over yet.
But it's like, and I'll equate it to hockey just because today was the NHL trade deadline.
Of course it was.
And so that consumed my entire day. But there's like you have to climb over teams. Like you have to like you can win as many as you want, but if the other team keeps on winning, then it's tough to do.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
I know. I lost, remember? I came in dead last time. I know what it's like.
I think you're going to win this year, dude.
Dude, it's way too early for that.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right in the grand scheme of things about how many matches and pay-per-views we actually pick. So you might be right. I'm surprised we didn't pick TNA Sacrifice this past weekend.
Was that a pay-per-view?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just a special.
My sacrifice.
But ECW legend Braden Walker was there in the stands. Chris Harris, who I would actually love to have on the podcast.
Braden Walker? Yeah, he's no Zicky Dice, but I would talk to him. Why not?
Because they're doing that TNA homecoming show or return home.
Is Ken Anderson doing the homecoming show?
I think he is.
Or is he getting banned by the NWA?
They announced Shark Boy.
I saw that. Good for him.
Wow. Big Shark Boy guy.
Kev, we're not done yet.
Wait, there's another show?
Lest we forget, AEW Revolution from somewhere that I have no idea. Maybe Kevin has it in his notes.
It is... Oh, Christ, where is it? Is it Chicago? It's Chicago, right?
Sure, maybe it is. I don't know.
I have notes, but I don't have... Because when you copy and paste stuff from websites, you try to get as minimal as possible from it.
February 29th at the Wintrust Arena in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. All right, I knew that.
There you go. I'm just checking to see if any more matches have been added. Oh, we got 6 matches. All right, we'll get Matt's picks on the other 2 matches later.
Are the other 2 Nyla Rose and Rio and Darby Allin versus Sammy?
It's Nyla Rose and Chris Statlander and Darby Allin.
I'm super happy for Chris I'm super happy for Chris Statlander. Awesome.
Yeah, super happy she's going to be jobbing on pay-per-view.
Oh, I don't care.
All right, here we go. All right,
I love Chris. Awesome.
All right, so we'll get Matt's picks for those matches at a later point in time.
So we won't even announce them then? I said we hold off on ours,
too.
Said we don't.
We just announced them. Oh, you want to hold our picks?
Hold our picks.
Okay, all right. I'm down for that. So we'll talk with Dicko later about that one. All right, Kevin. Jake Hager in his debut against Dustin Rhodes. Hager's first official match, if my memory serves me correct. This is Matt. Hager wins to help hammer home that he's the enforcer.
This is his first match.
Yes.
This is his first time being in the ring for AEW.
Although, Wardlow lost his first match. Jeff Cobb lost his first match.
Yeah, but all right. Can I play counterpoint
here? Point Jeff counterpoint. Cobb, I like it.
Jeff Cobb was, I think, at the time, brought in only for this one match. And
hula hula.
And Wardlow was brought in specifically to get defeated by Cody so Cody could get his match with MJF. Jake Hager, I think, is an asset far too important, and I don't think Jeff Cobb is going to continue as another Inner Circle guy, because why do you have Jake Hager if you're going to have Jeff Cobb? Oh. So
yeah, this is true.
So I say Jake Hager defeats Dustin in this match.
Yeah, that's us across the board. I went with Hager as well, so I'll mark you down there, Kevin. Okay. The AEW Dave and Buster's Tag Team Championship. Kenny Omega and Adam Page defend against the Young Bucks.
I'm going to go last on this one because I'm torn, but I think I know who I want.
I'm going Omega Page. I don't think they're pulling the trigger on those guys not getting along
yet. The V-trigger?
Yes, the V-trigger. I do like the V-trigger. What's the one that he does, the buckshot?
Falcon. Pages?
Yeah, they do like the combo shot trigger
thing.
Yeah,
and he does the flip over the flippy do off the top rope and hits a clothesline into the V trigger from behind.
Well, they sort of did a standing one this time. I thought it was the buckshot. I could be thinking of Buckhouse Buck.
Or you could be thinking of the Young Bucks.
Something like me. Oh no, I thought they did the Meltzer drivers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, these too many. God damn it, Kevin, there's too many names.
Easy, Angry Jim Ross.
God damn it. Hey, Kev, you got any questions for Jim Ross? We can do a question real quick.
Ask JR anything?
Yeah, ask me anything, Kevin.
Jim Ross, how does it feel to be so adamant that you're still on top of your game when you clearly.
No, you got to ask him completely something off the wall.
All right, Jim Ross.
Something completely off
What's
the wall.
What's the best barbecue sauce besides yours?
Goddamn Young Bucks, I can't remember the goddamn names. I wish one of them shaved a goddamn head. Now you're going to call me old and senile because I don't know which one's which? Go fuck yourself.
God, it sounds like we're shit. Like, I love Jim Ross is an institution.
I know.
But come on, man. Like, when he gets confused when, you know how they do that side by side?
I don't mind the confusion. I just, like, he's just so angry. Like, he's got to say, what, I messed up. Who gives a shit? I'm like, come on, dude, really?
Remember when we first started talking about Jim Ross going to AEW? Jim Ross has to leave podcast Jim Ross on podcast Jim Ross.
Yep, and he still hasn't done it.
And listen, I get it. You want to show your attitude. You want to do that. That's fine because it's, you know, Corey Graves does it. So why can't Jim Ross?
And I love Jim Ross, dude. I would have him on the show. I would pick his brain for days if I had the chance. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's just that it cracks me up to hear him so miserable all the time. And he'll tell you he's not miserable. He'll tell you he leaves his hate baggage in his closet.
You know what? Maybe to his credit, maybe it's me. Like, maybe it's like, all right, maybe I got to loosen up a little bit when stuff like that happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
just,
I do.
It's just weird. It's like it's kind of like uncomfortable a little bit.
Like
a lot, just a little bit.
He
you know?
Doesn't know when they're going to, and that might not be his fault, but they don't know when they split to like the side-by-side commercial and TV.
It would pay.
And to when they actually go to commercial.
It would pay, to my point earlier, if they had somebody that just, you know, like you said, too, tighten it up a little bit.
And I watched AEW on demand. So like when he's like, don't you go anywhere because we're not going anywhere.
And then they go somewhere.
And then it goes somewhere. But now maybe that's because it's the on-demand version. I don't know.
I don't know. It's funny and it's concerning, but it's still very funny to hear Jim Ross get pissed off.
Listen, this podcast is one of my favorite things to listen to. So
I love it.
I will say that
I
for
love
sure.
It. Oh, my God. Did you hear it this past week?
Which was this past Thursday.
I don't. The topic doesn't matter. I completely forget. It might have been WrestleWar 89, if I remember correctly. Oh, no, it was WrestleWar 90. It was like the beginning of 1990. There was a lot of shit going
on.
No,
I didn't. I didn't listen to this.
You know what? I can't spoil it. I texted Matt about it.
It's on my... I listened to...
Let's just say Jim Ross was a fan of the visiting ladies when he went from town to town. He had some fans, like the boys have fans, Kevin. Let's just say Jim Ross got himself in a little bit of trouble with one of these fans. I'll leave it at that.
I think I did hear
this
story.
He came out and said it. It's just really creepy hearing...
It was WrestleWar 90, by the way.
It's just really creepy hearing Jim Ross tell a story like that. And then he was like, I don't care. My family didn't know about it. Now they do. I'm like, wow. You really want to put yourself on blast on your podcast?
That makes me respect him more.
You know what, though? Like, it was just weird. Like, I didn't need to know that about Jim Ross. That's all I'm saying. Listen, I won't go into any details. I didn't need to know
about that. Let me ask you this, though.
I could put up with him shaving his balls. I could put up with him taking his blue chew. All that I could do. A story like that, I'd rather not.
Listen, JR's a man's man.
I know he's a man's man.
So does that make you think less of JR
than
this?
No, not at all. I don't need to know that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess. I mean, of course. Because I'm coming,
like, I don't think any
less. I'm the guy that shies away and plugs his ears. More than most.
Oh,
in terms of
it.
Hearing stuff.
I don't mind hearing it. I'm just like, did I need to hear it? You know what I'm saying? Like, Kev, you're talking to the guy that like loves Goatsy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's a second Goatsy reference already tonight.
Well, you know.
You let that slip a little bit earlier, but we never.
I also slipped Spoons in the Porridge into Zicky Dice.
I did notice that. That's a t-shirt.
That is a t-shirt. We're going to have to talk to Dick.
I don't know
about
like,
that.
Should we hire? We got to hire a designer.
We have a designer. Me.
Yeah, but we need.
All you need is a bowl with a couple spoons in it, or a lot of spoons in it.
That's a good point.
All right, so let's
too many spoons in the porridge.
Did you pick this one yet? Did I pick this one
Where
yet?
Where are we? Which one?
Omega and Paige versus the Bucks. I was pontificating.
You picked Paige.
I'm going Omega Paige. I don't think they're going to pull the trigger on the Young Bucks, and I think the Young Bucks are in a position where they might not consider themselves needing the titles. Considering they're like VPs or whatever they are.
All right, so who did Matt pick? Because I said I was going to pick this
Matt
one
says,
last.
I'm super excited for this match. I think we're going to have a huge swerve, a huge swear, he wrote. Everyone is waiting for Paige to turn on Omega.
Maybe someone's just going to scream really loud the F word.
Okay, so this is who Matt takes. And I think it's going to finally happen, but man, I would love it if Omega turned on Paige. I think Pac makes his presence felt in this match, and the Young Bucks walk out as champs.
All right, see.
So Matt's taking the Young Bucks.
I'm 100% leaning towards Matt's pick, only because of the whole Pac Omega stuff. They do have an Iron Man match this Wednesday on Dynamite. So whether that has any... And this is also another thing that we might have to talk about, picking before go-home shows. Because go-home shows could completely change our opinion.
Yeah, we should really... I mean, considering we do the show on Mondays now, we should really...
But
we might have to start doing more call times.
I love that last call time that we did.
It was fun.
I loved it. I'm leaning towards Matt. I think there's... as much as I'd like to see the story play out between Kenny Omega and Adam Page as champs, I think the Bucks win, and I think the Bucks are the new tag team champions. Just because, and whether or not they keep it for a week or 2 weeks, listen, there's value and there's equity with the Young Bucks being the tag team champions, because that means, you know, a team like, you know, LAX or I'm sorry, Proud and Powerful. Proud and Powerful. That was them at the beginning of the Battle Royal, because they took a powder before they even got in. There's equity in the Young Bucks being the tag team champions, and everyone's gonna be like, oh, they're booking themselves. No, there's equity there. Legit equity having the Young Bucks being your tag team champions. So I'm going Young Bucks.
All right, fair enough. Sorry, I was just clicking on something to make sure I had something squared away here. MJF versus Cody, Kevin. Yeah, this is a big one.
Who do you think?
I took MJF. I don't think this is the end of the story.
No.
Matt says, Cody has to go through so much to get his hands on MJF, but does the story end or is this just the start? I'll take MJF to cheat his way to a win and continue this to double or nothing in May.
Ooh,
it's solid logic. You can't disagree with it.
It is. And when was the Cody lost to Jericho, right? And then that was so
that
he would never get a title
him,
shot.
Yeah.
Cody, Cody doesn't. See, this is what I hate, all right?
What do you hate, Kevin?
And I hate, like, and we say this about like guys like Triple H and the WWE side. Does Cody really need a win? And does Jericho really need a win? And then Jericho got a win. He's a champion. Does Cody really need, like, that fact that we're having the same discussion in AEW, which is a company that's not even, 2 years old?
Not even.
Like, the fact that we have this conversation, like, yeah, you know what? Maybe Cody does need a win. Maybe he does, because this is AEW. This isn't WWE. This is a new company. Cody might need a win. But with that being said, who needs it more? Cody or MJF?
And MJF needs it.
And the fact that we're having this conversation about a startup is mind-blowing to me.
So you're going MJF?
I'm going MJF.
Yeah, so that's MJF.
I'm sorry. Like, are you like getting mad that I'm taking time to deduce my logic?
No. I'm agreeing with you. That's kind of just what it is. And Chris Jericho, Le Champion, defends the AEW Championship against John Moxley.
Oh boy, I can't wait to hear your picks. I'll go first on this.
Yes, please.
This is, I think, speaking of pulling the trigger,
you're either going to agree with Matt or you're going to agree with me, because we're split on this one.
I think Jericho without the belt has potential to make some amazing, amazing stuff for Jericho and the Inner Circle. I'm going Moxley. I'm going new I'm going new champion.
Well, then you are agreeing with Matt, because Matt took Moxley. He says, is it time to take the title off Jericho? I think so. I'll take Mox for the win. I disagree. I don't think Le Champion's going anywhere. In a time where we saw a new women's champion and new tag team champions, I think this is a little early to pull the trigger on Jericho. And I think
We saw new tag team champions with Paige and Omega.
Yeah. So all those belts have changed hands. This is the one. And I think if Jericho loses, you have some rumblings going with Inner Circle, and I don't think they want that to happen yet. Because the only reason you'd have Inner Circle fall apart is if somebody's going to break out, but who's going to break out at this point?
No, I think you
Jake Hager's wrestling his first match finally.
Yeah, but we always say that the
Proud and Powerful's not in line for a title shot yet. Sammy Guevara's not in line for anything
yet.
We
always say that the money is in the chase for a babyface. I think in this weird, unique situation, the money is in the chase for Jericho.
I don't know about that.
Dude, we've seen it before with Jericho. The bitter, upset, crybaby, this and that Jericho works. And he's proven it time and time again. And I think the fact, and then you can maybe parlay it into a Jericho. But Hangman's a heel too. But maybe
he's a heel.
Maybe you parlay that into Moxie being, for lack of a better word, a transitional champ, and Jericho gets the belt back, and then Jericho, there's like a ladder, there's like a stepping stone to getting to your Omega, to your Cody, to your Hangman. I think Moxley wins this time.
You don't think Pac gets involved and fucks over Moxley?
Oh, see, Pac's the wild card.
Well, because Pac is also wrestling Moxley this week, no?
No, he's wrestling Omega this week in an Iron Man match.
Right.
And Pac has
that
a lot
bastard,
of...
That bastard.
Pac has a lot of spoons in the porridge, too.
Fucking Pac. He uses his ears to scope the porridge, Kevin. He got big ears, that guy.
Dude, he's...
He's got some big fucking ears.
Pac wants
God to... damn it, he's Mighty Mouse. God damn it. Dude, give him a cape, God damn it.
Pac's in everyone's porridge right now. And the porridge is hot.
Pac's in the Illuminati, God damn it.
I think Pac could be a wild... If there was a money in the bank and Pac had it, this would be like Pac could cash in any time and be the champ.
There's a pun there somewhere. I can't think of any.
I don't know.
So let's see. I took Jericho. You guys took John Moxley.
You might pull up like 6 games on us on this alone.
We all took MJF over Cody. I took Omega and Paige to retain. You guys took the Bucks to win. And we all took Jake Hager.
And we didn't pick...
And we didn't pick the women's match or the Darby Allin Sammy Guevara.
And those
match.
Have officially been announced.
Those are officially here on the whatchamacallit... on the Wikipedia page, and Wikipedia is never wrong. So
I went to CBS Sports, and they had them as listed, but like in like a weird prediction segment, which is weird. I don't know why.
Well, then maybe that's what it is. But right now we have Nyla Rose defending against Chris Statlander, and Darby Allin against Sammy Guevara, which are both going to be good. I mean, Chris Statlander, she's very young in her career. Hopefully, she carries Nyla Rose, because you know I'm not big on the Nyla Rose as a wrestler. not digging that. So hopefully Chris Statlander pulls something good out of her, and there we go.
Big Statlander fan.
Kev, you got any plugs this week?
No, I did all my shows.
All right, well, then I can tell you this much as a sort of going home, but not really. I made a point to watch the Golden Ace win the IWGP World Tag Team Championship.
Yeah, New Japan had some shows.
From the Gorillas of Destiny, only to get attacked by Will Ospreay? Was it Will Ospreay that attacked him? I don't know. One of the white guys and somebody else attacked him.
One of the white guys. Jay White? Wasn't it Jay White?
Fuck no? Jay White. No, but congratulations to my boys Tanahashi and Ibushi on becoming the IWGP World Tag Team Champions.
You're officially going with Ibushi now.
Well, because he's Tanahashi's partner.
Tanahashi and Ibushi.
You have to kind of put them together.
Ushio crazy.
Ushio.
The Ushios.
The Ushios.
The Ushios. You got the Usos and you got the Ushos.
If we didn't have Zicky Dice on tonight, that would have been the name of the episode. I like it that much. We got some old heart-to-heart here. This one's Bad
Habits.
I got
a going home. I can't have a going home.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know we were doing going homes. Go ahead. Go home.
I kind of briefly mentioned it in the very, very
beginning. Oh, this shit again?
No. Listen, she's a friend.
Oh, wait. She?
Sonny.
Oh, I thought you were going to go off about the Superstars ice cream bars and how you predicted that they were going to be released.
Oh, that's a whole big... That's
fucking
a whole big,
weirdo.
Listen, that's my own fault for not making a press.
I predicted.
I didn't predict. I knew.
I knew.
Listen, I knew a lot about the NHL trade deadline today, too, before it went out. Because I got a lot of inside sources, bro.
All right. Then you should have said something.
I know, but I'm a pussy. Excuse my language. I'm
well,
a
you
coward.
Have something else you could tell everyone about if you want to.
What's that? Which one?
Oh, you know about that one.
Wait, hold on. Mute your mic. What is it?
Do you want me to say it?
No, mute.
Oh, wait. You want me to mute? Wait, there's a way I can bleep this out, I think. Here we go.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, that. Yeah, I still don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, we don't know either. So.
Actually, you know what? I'll talk about that now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Exclusive?
I don't care. Because one of my bosses asked me, did you mention that on your podcast? And I'm like, no, I didn't because I didn't want to ruffle any feathers, but if he asked me if I did, he expected me to do it.
Well, okay.
So then I will do it. All right. So
exclusive.
A few weeks back, we're going back like at least a month, right?
Yes. Do you want me to say it?
I don't know if I want to say it.
Oh, come on!
All right. No one knew where Big Cass was,
and they maybe still.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I'm guessing they do, but. Big Cass was officially a missing person. A couple weeks ago.
Officially. We don't know what the story is now.
I have no clue what it is now.
But he was filed as a missing person.
Yeah. So, which is sad because he suffers from certain things. And this is just, I'm not going to go any more into that.
No,
but
long story short, we were pontificating and doing legal research as to whether or not
we could say it.
Yeah.
I couldn't share the document.
Well, no, we definitely couldn't share the document.
Yeah, but,
our hands were tied, people. Let's just leave it at that.
We knew a lot of people that know Big Cass, obviously. And the last time I encountered Big Cass was at WrestlePro.
The infamous night.
Where Pat Buck punched him in the face. Yeah. I'll air quote allegedly on that because I didn't see it. I was not in that area. I was at
Gorilla. But, I mean, it's out there.
Gorilla.
And he talked about
and he
it.
Mentioned, and he mentioned it in the promo. He's like, I guess you can't teach that, he mentioned in his promo. So, but Big Cass was officially a missing person, and this is true, but I can't say much more than that. But and I don't know if I'm guessing he's been found.
We should have Zicky Dice on more often. He gets you to open up. I like this.
No, it wasn't him. It was the whatever Matt had left here 2 weeks ago, the Smirnoff cranberry lime seltzer.
God, Kevin's got the load on. Kevin's letting all the beans spill.
Nah,
on this one.
That's it. But hope he's all right.
So that was your going home?
No, my going home is Sunny.
That's right. She's going to be a free bird.
Hopefully, by this time next month, Tammy Sitch will be released from custody of the state of Pennsylvania or New Jersey.
She's been in custody in New Jersey, no?
New Jersey from Seaside from the incident.
Well, it might be. Maybe it is Pennsylvania. I don't know.
No, she was transferred. I don't know. She had warrants and she skipped bail on some stuff or she skipped payments on stuff. But listen, Tammy Sitch, maybe sunny days are ahead. I am, in all sincerity, I love Sonny.
Yeah,
I love Tammy very much.
A lot of people have their opinions on her, but I can honestly say she's never done the Shining Wizards wrong.
And that's all we can
ask
for.
She's always been aces to us. I understand there's people out there that probably don't think the best of her. Maybe have had, you know, unfortunate run-ins. It's life. Yeah. It's life.
But I'm a fan, and hopefully this time next month, she'll be sitting on the Shining Wizards couch in studio.
All right, let's take it easy. One step at a time.
What, you don't want a felon on your couch?
Kevin's been drinking, as you can tell.
I have not been drinking that
this
much.
This is Bad
all.
Habits from Heart to Heart. This is from one of their older albums, so we're going to play a little bit more music. But don't forget,
I had a Twisted Tea and a seltzer, dude. Relax.
The EP is called Heartbreaker. We want to thank our friend Zicky Dice for joining us at Zicky Dice on the social medias. SickyDice.com. Make sure you get your head up for that $16,000, 10 pounds of pink.
So we have to raise for ourselves $32,000, so you and I, and I guess a little bit more if we want
we
Matt
need
to
more
have
Patreon
one.
Supporters.
Yeah. So guys, support our Patreon so me and Tony and I guess Matt.
We got a new $16,000 level.
Yep, that's a new
for $16,000, we will take a picture of one of us wearing our new fanny packs.
That's right.
With a sincere thank you.
Sal sincere, thank you.
I guess that's it. Next week, do we have anything planned, or is it just going to be the three of us?
Oh, we can announce. I guess we can announce March 9th. Can we
March
do that?
9th, we can. Yes, Dan Moff makes his return to the Shining Wizards here in studio.
Ring of Honor's Dan Moff.
Who's hopefully not to chop the shit out of any one of us.
Well,
so.
He won't be me, because I've taken that, and Matt's taken that. You're the only one that's left,
I
pal.
Shan't be taking that.
And maybe, what if I want, maybe that's for
no,
winning last
you,
year.
You pass it off to us.
All right, well, I'll pass it off to Matt then.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We'll figure this all out in the future. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Follow me at Twitter at Kevin Grifo, Instagram at Shining Wizards Kevin.
At Big Tony Z doing strange things on the Twitter machine.
See ya.